news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street could rack up more losses after yesterday's spectacular sell-off that saw the Dow plunge almost 4%, the Nasdaq an even bigger loser. This morning, stock futures are lower. It follows President Trump's tariffs announcement, a policy that he's standing by.
Asked about the biggest Wall Street sell-off since 2020, the president told reporters he thinks his trade plan is going very well.
The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom.
Donald Trump may be upbeat, but the initial response on Wall Street was overwhelmingly negative. The Dow plunged more than 1,600 points, and the Nasdaq sank 6%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei index down more than 4%. Parts of the Midwest and South threatened with torrential rains and life-threatening flash floods. The fresh storms come as many communities are still reeling from tornadoes that destroyed neighborhoods and killed at least seven people. Three members of one family struck and killed by an Amtrak train in Bucks County, Pennsylvania last evening. There's no word on why they were on the tracks. President Trump says he's in no rush to see Elon Musk step down as head of Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency.
I want Elon to stay as long as possible. Number one, I like him. Number two, he's doing a great job. Number three, he is a patriot. That's why he's doing this.
National Security Agency Chief General Timothy Hawke has reportedly been fired, along with his top civilian deputy, Wendy Noble, that according to a report in the Washington Post. South Korea's highest court has unanimously removed the country's impeached president from office. And watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are pointing to a lower open at the opening bell later this morning. Right now, the Dow futures are down 418 points, loss of 1%. NASDAQ futures off 102 points, and the S&P futures down 43. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
TGIF, good Friday morning, folks. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off as usual. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning, and right up front, wherever you're going this morning, you might as well put 20 minutes to a half an hour extra to it because we're going to get rain. Some of the rain has been heavy already. I'm going to have to factor that in. I'm looking at a wreck on 83 northbound. It's between Middletown Road and York Road, and right now it looks like to me that it is blocking the right side of the road. Baltimore County rolled up on it, said several vehicles are involved, and it's raining there. So if you're north of Middletown, you're heading out to the state line. Right now there's about a quarter mile backup, so not too bad. We'll keep an eye on it, but again, be prepared for the rain as we get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain. High Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s, wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Right now, Pikesville has 68 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is already 72 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bill to create a statewide reparations commission has been sent to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Both the State House and Senate passed a measure to establish the Maryland Reparations Commission, which will be tasked with studying and making recommendations relating to appropriate benefits for individuals whose ancestors were enslaved in the state or who were impacted by inequitable government policies. If the government signs the bill, the commission would be required to submit a preliminary report by January 1, 2027. final report due on November 1st of that year. Opening statements have now been made, the schedule, for today in the trial of the suspect accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the Harford County mom of five, August of 2023. The 24-year-old arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after the murder. Harford County bus aide is facing assault and sex offense charges. 80-year-old Albert Rice Jr. allegedly hit one student and inappropriately touched another on a bus transporting students of the Linwood Center, which offers special education programs for children and adults with autism and developmental disabilities. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. You pick 3257. You pick 4008. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's not the Green Monster, that's for sure. But yesterday, the Red Sox fell right at home early at Camden Yards. Three home runs,
Red Sox home run.
High fly ball, left field. Carlson back it up, and see you later. There it is. Bregman is first in a Red Sox uniform. 2-0 Sox.
Dave O'Brien with a call on NESN, that's the New England Sports Network. Alex Bregman with the shot that started it for Boston, one of three on the afternoon. Two off Charlie Morton, propelling the Sox to the 8-4 win over the Birds and a 2-1 series win. Morton went five, allowed six hits, and five runs. Here's the manager in the postgame.
Just thought he made a few bad pitches, you know, a couple two-run homers, but he punched out 10, thought he competed well. Got through five innings for us, just a couple two-run homers there, you know, hurt early in the game.
Morton then, after that, on himself in the Orioles locker room.
I think you have to just be honest about what happened. You know, I think I had good stuff. I think I made a lot of really good pitches. I just made a couple really costly mistakes. You know?
Morton now 0-2 with a 9.72 ERA after two early season starts. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Cavalry's on the way as Gunner makes his way to Kansas City. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning.
morning to you. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's a Friday, April 4, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Democrats insult Maryland ratepayers with paltry rebates on rising, skyrocketing electric costs. A woman refuses to fence her opponent because is a biological male posing as a woman fencer. But the top story here today, two priorities of the Legislative Black Caucus here in Maryland have passed, and both bills will be on their way to Governor Moore to sign. Whether or not he signs them is another matter. He has been silent on whether Governor Moore will sign the bill creating a reparations commission to study whether and how pay back the ancestors of slaves for the original sin of slavery here in the United States. Secondly, the Second Look Act, where violent offenders could be released early, was another big priority of the Legislative Black Caucus. Kalen Young, a Democrat, says it's time to have the conversation about reparations.
This is not a conversation about paying people today, but it is a conversation about what are the appropriate remedies.
Yeah, where the appropriate. Of course, Maryland will become the third state. California was the first, and they passed a bill sending like $1.2 billion or something like that to its residents, but they ran out of money. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah, well.
And same thing is going to happen here. We can't afford this, but Governor Moore did remain silent yesterday on that whole thing. Again, this was the Legislative Black Caucus sponsoring over in the House Delegate Alethea McCaskill. This was her bill, and over in the Senate, Senator Anthony Muse of Prince George's County, Democrat, passed both houses fairly easily, as you might imagine, in the House and in the Senate. And the commission, 23 members, will consider a range of options that include official statements of apology and policy changes such as property tax rebates, tuition assistance, and business incentives are just all on again. They started loading it up. There's going to be a laundry list.
Oh, so.
And some, like Delegate Matt Morgan, are calling this a reparation tax that Marylanders will now have to pay if indeed they come back and say that, yes, there need to be reparations and, yes, there need to be payments. And, of course, it just opens up Pandora's box of how do you determine who gets paid.
I find this so offensive. I really do. I find it so offensive. On a couple of levels. Look, my wife's family, her dad was from Canada. The mom was from Poland. Her mom was a Holocaust survivor. They didn't come here until after World War II. And that's only the father. Only the mom made it. For the rest of her family, they were all gone because of the Holocaust. So what culpability does my wife or anybody else who came here post-World War II, what culpability do they have for American slavery prior to 1860? I mean, really?
You know, it is interesting that they're saying that this commission will lead to healing. I think it will lead to the opposite.
Exactly the opposite.
So, again, I tell you, I've given this a lot of long and hard thought, and I am in favor of a reparations tax. And I'll tell you how it should be applied in a moment.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck, do you have like enough barter coupons you can pass it out to everybody who's offended somehow?
Sure.
Thanks.
I just had some printed yesterday with my face on it.
Oh, that's like an additional punishment, isn't it?
That's just throwing salt in the wound.
I see.
The rain is now pretty much everywhere. Some areas are getting some heavy rains. Had some thunder and lightning early this morning. So we're getting backups already. The VW Parkway, Case in Point, northbound here at 197. Already slowing there. It's the normal backup coming up from Powder Mill Road, trying to get up towards Goddard and up through that area. But the roadways are wet. We can see the spray from the vehicles. We didn't have a lot of big accidents, but one. And that's northbound 83 coming up between Middletown Road and York Road, the blocking the right lane. More of a half mile back up right now on the northbound side. But it's going to be that type of day that if we get anything at all, it's going to be compounded by the weather. We factor in the extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says scattered showers, storms possible today through Sunday. 66 for the high today. Right now, 67. I guess it's going to drop a little bit, the temperature in Columbia. 67 in Annapolis as well. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Economic experts are diving in, trying to figure out what formula the Trump administration used to determine the tariff rates. I think the equation is pretty simple. It's an F plus a U equaling a dollar sign and the American flag.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's the formula that I think that they used.
And the last one is F-O.
That's right. Trailer's been released for the reboot of The Naked Gun, starring Liam Neeson. The trailer features an O.J. joke.
Really?
Apparently, Liam Neeson drives or commutes to work in a white Bronco. That's what about there. Really? OJ's dead, and Liam Neeson's career is on its way. Although I do like him, though.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah.
Kanye West says that his wife, Bianca Censori, left him after unsuccessfully trying to get him committed. That's a telltale sign.
So sorry she's gone.
Bianca tried to find an institution where she would be comfortable visiting Kanye. She couldn't find, had no luck finding an insane asylum that catered to the KKK and the Nazis.
Yeah.
You know, all in one.
All in one.
Bruce Springsteen will release 7 lost albums next, this June. That's right, 7 albums of never-before-heard Springsteen songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the good news here is that since the albums are all born in the USA, no tariffs at all for the boss. Washington Caps, Alex Ovechkin about to break Wayne Gretzky's NHL record for most goals scored. He's 3 goals away. And the Russian will be celebrated in D.C., which makes it the exact opposite of what Vladimir Putin will be getting one of these days.
Yep.
You see, this U.S. government has banned American government workers from having romantic relationships with Chinese citizens.
No kidding.
Yeah. Can't have relationships, can't have sex. They're calling it the Swalwell-Feinstein Act.
Yeah.
Dr.
The
Oz.
The face has sunk 1,000 ships.
Right. Dr. Oz was confirmed Thursday as the administration for the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And so Oprah was really happy to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, she's going to get her Medicare if she doesn't have it already.
That was such a concern.
Yeah.
She owns Medicare.
Yeah. She certainly can pay for her own health care. That is for sure. It's all good stuff. So, any plans for the weekend, Chuck?
Not really.
No.
What I really like to do on Sunday, the Masters has the drive, chip, and putt thing for the little kids.
Mm-hmm. Are you entered?
Yeah. I said little kids. I wish they had that when I was little. I think I'd have been all right. But either way, but these kids are like 6 to 16, and they're playing right on Augusta.
Oh, wow.
And it's a hell of a deal. And it comes on like 8 o'clock Sunday morning. I love to watch. I like to see the kids that are 8 years old with these golf swings that just knock you down.
Yeah, some are just really, really good. That's for sure. Yeah. When did you start? When did you start playing golf?
I was 12.
12. Okay.
Playing at the Carroll Park Country Club.
7 years already, man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I had to teach myself to play right-handed because I bat left-handed.
Really?
And there were no left-handed clubs.
Are you a right-handed or left-handed? War. I mean, which hand do you write with?
I write with my right hand, but I can throw left-handed, and I can do a lot of things.
So you're ambidextrous is what you're telling us.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay.
I'm a pedestrian.
Yes, we've seen that before. All right, that sounds absolutely exciting and fascinating.
Well, it's, you know, if you like golf, and you like to see little kids play golf, and then the rest of them, you can blow it out whenever.
All right.
You asked the question.
I did. I'm sorry.
I told you.
I'm sorry I asked the question now.
You asked it, didn't you?
I did.
Didn't you?
Thank you very much. Let's see you in a couple. 619-410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. As far as reparations go, I've given this on. Look, slavery was horrible. It was evil. It was, I'm not black. I've never encountered that kind of discrimination, although my ancestors were discriminated against because they were Irish, and but wasn't quite the same, obviously. But I do think if there's going to be a reparation tax, or reparations in general, I think it should apply to the Democrat Party only. because they're the ones that obviously they the KKK was the enforcement wing of the Democrat Party of the Deep South. With of course, Democrats led the segregation cause. Democrats were responsible for Jim Crow laws.
Yep.
So all of this was really, and to this very day, you still have a number of black folk that are on the ideological plantation of the Democrat Party. So I think it makes, look, it was Republicans who freed the slave. The first elected member to Congress who was black was Republican. Again, Martin Luther King, who, by the way, was assassinated, I think, on this day in 1968, was, again, a Republican. So you go right down the line here, and I think if there is going to be anybody who is responsible for reparations, it should come out of the DNC and the Democrat Party.
Okay, fair enough. I think anybody who has actually worked as a slave in the fields is due reparations, and I think that anybody who has worked as an overseer or has had slaves in the past should be paying that. And beyond that, I'm not quite sure why 150 years or whatever it is after the events, we're told generations later, guess what? We're going to zing you for a couple of bucks. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, some could argue, Bruce, that there have been reparations paid already.
Yeah.
There's affirmative action. There's minority set-asides. There, of course, DEI programs, et cetera. So we've seen, in some cases, a lot of corporations. Remember the Just Us brothers?
Mm-hmm.
The allegedly Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Charlton. By the way, Wes Moore was up at Al Charlton's fireside chat yesterday in New York. More on that coming up in just a second. So some might argue that some reparations have already been paid in that regard. Look, discrimination is never good for anybody or any group of people. But there have been, this is discrimination against the Jewish people, against the Irish people, against the black people.
I think it'd be argued, for example, the Irish were America's first slaves, that they were brought here, forced here by the Brits, by and large with indenture papers that lasted longer than they lived. Effectively, they were enslaved. They could not work their way out of the indenture because the terms were such that they could never get to zero.
And the same thing happened to a lot of Chinese people as well.
Of course, and they came to the West Coast to the railroads.
Yeah.
And history is full of one group of individuals enslaving another group of individuals. The question is, for how many generations should the aggrieved party be able to say, my great-great-great-grandfather was done something wrong by your great-great-great-great-uncle?
And then there's the question of the Native Americans as well.
Yep. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Training in Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. Of course, right now, didn't see any problems. Checked at Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, I-97 South. Everybody's okay. A lot of spray from the vehicles at this point. The 895 run now, the Old Harbor Tunnel, starting to see a few brake lights now building up around O'Donnell Street. That's typical. And then the rain is kind of aggravating that just a bit. 95 is still okay going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And right now, all four lanes southbound are open. The roadway is wet. Traffic northbound is coming up from Key Highway without any problem. They're working on the wreck, still blocking the right side. It's not a big delay, but northbound 83 heads up there as you're heading up towards York Road. They're still blocking at least part of the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we get some scattered showers and storms possible today through Sunday, and we're looking at 66 for the high. It's about where we are right now, drizzle, 66 in Ellicott City and in Pikesville as well. The other priority of the Legislative Black Caucus was the Second Look Act, which passed both houses. And this will allow judges to release violent offenders serving long prison sentences if their convictions occurred between the ages of 18 and 25. Because after all, a 22-year-old that has committed murder, their brains haven't fully developed.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't, even though we had a horrific stabbing the other day at a track down in Texas. Horrible story. But in any event, again, this is something that, and Republicans try to amend this bill to exempt murderers. And that did not. That was shot down by the pro-public safety Democrats. Here's Senator Justin Reedy on the Second Look Act.
Where people were harmed and hurt on purpose, we would actually increase penalties and make it tougher. And instead, over the last several years, this body and the General Assembly has watered down those protections. And this is another in a line of those.
Yeah, this body for the last several years has been a pro-criminal, anti-victim legislature. And PG County Democrat Senator Anthony Muse is worried about incarceration rates.
And I hear a lot of talk about the worst of these and hideous crimes taking a second look. But we have to also understand that Maryland incarcerates the highest number of persons, and the only state closest to us that's close to that is Mississippi.
And that was echoed yesterday by Governor Moore at Al Charlton's National Action Network, in which the governor said, and I quote, "Maryland incarcerated more African-American young men and boys between the ages of 18 and 25 anywhere in the country. Number two, by the way, was Mississippi. We can both make sure that our communities are safe and also address the disproportionate incarceration of our black boys and men inside the criminal justice system." And my first question is, why is that? Why not? The people like Governor Moore and Anthony Muse will tell you it's because cops. It's because police are biased, and all they do is drive around all day looking for black boys to arrest, to harass, to intimidate, to pull over, to shake down, etc. But might there be another answer? Might be the answer that there's been a failure in the black family, in discipline, in black fathers being there to give their children guidance, to know where their children are, so not roaming around the streets, either looking to get in trouble or becoming victims at the same time. As we know, over 80-some% of perpetrators of violent crime in the city are black.
Yeah.
Over 86% of the victims are also black. But it's the law enforcement problem. That's what the Democrats would have you believe. That's why they want to release people that have been convicted of murder at the age of 24 early. Because it's the police's fault.
I can't remember the name of the committee offhand. It's Chris, I can't recall.
Chris Rock?
Chris Rock. I think it's Chris Rock, who did a very, very funny bit on how to not get arrested. And basically it's don't do crime. I mean, it was a very simple lesson. How to not get arrested if you're a young black man, don't do crime, period.
Yeah, it's great advice, and let's see what advice Governor Moore had yesterday at the Al Charlton Network event.
And so the reason that we have to protect our history,
the reason that we have to protect our past, and the reason that we have to push back against everybody and anybody who wants to try to minimize it or degrade it or erase it, is not just because we are honoring the ancestors, but it's because we believe in our future.
Okay. Once again, what do you pull from that?
What does that mean?
I mean, what does that mean? I mean, really, if anybody's erasing history, it's the radical left. It's people like Governor Moore, Anthony Muse, and others that are tearing down statues and memorials and so on and so forth. Yeah, a lot of our
and
history.
In schools, we no longer do D-Day or, you know. Another,
right, exactly. You know, so a lot of our history is, most of it's great. Some of it's bad. But we should teach all of it. We should learn from all of it and stop with this divisive. The reparations. I got to tell you, Maryland can't afford it. It's a joke. This is a parlor game that is being played right now. All right, your calls and comments coming up. Also, we'll take a look at the woman refusing to fence the trans fencer in Maryland. 6:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland AG's office has released video of a deadly bailiff-involved shooting at the district courthouse in East Baltimore. The Independent Investigations Division says the footage of the January 31st incident was obtained from the courthouse surveillance system. Video shows 35-year-old Gary Wright entering the courthouse on North Avenue and putting a gun to his head. At some point, Wright and a court bailiff fired their guns. Wright was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. According to the preliminary investigation, Wright died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The IID is continuing to investigate the incident. Six women have filed a class action lawsuit against the University of Maryland Medical Center after a pharmacist allegedly hacked hospital computers to spy on them. The women, who are doctors and medical residents, claim UMMS was negligent and should have known that Dr. Matthew Bethula installed keystroke loggers on hospital computers, allowing him to steal personal passwords and take control of their home networks. According to the Baltimore Banner, Bethula no longer works at UMMS and is not charged with a crime at this point. UMMS says hospital officials have been working with the FBI and federal prosecutors for several months as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A bill to create a statewide reparations commission has been sent to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Both of the State House and Senate passed the measure to establish the Maryland Reparations Commission, which would be tasked with studying and making recommendations relating to appropriate benefits for individuals whose ancestors were enslaved in the state or who were impacted by inequitable government policies. And opening statements are scheduled for today in the trial of the suspect accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 257. Pick 4, 4008. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're listening to us on the Lower Eastern Shore, Pocomoke City, the southbound side of Route 13 is closed. There is a tractor trailer on its side there. State police are in the area, so the local traffic, that's a lot of traffic, can eventually go south and down to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. So you could have a problem there. They may be alternating traffic. Northbound is the word from the scene. The wreck on 83 northbound between Middletown Road and York Road now on the shoulder. Any backup there in that area was gone now, and it looks like we're good to go. But there are rain showers in the area. Some of the rain in spots is heavy, and we need to add in some extra time as we get underway this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Real Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain. High Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Charlie Morton's 10 strikeouts in 5 innings made him just the 5th Oriole pitcher in history to do that. At 41 years old, he became the oldest Oriole pitcher to reach double-digit strikeouts. But when the Red Sox did make contact yesterday, it caused some pain.
They continue to test him with heaters. We're wondering how they're going to flip it on him a little bit.
This one drilled deep to left field. Carlson on the move again. That is going to sail, and that one is out of here. Christian Campbell strikes for a two-run shot. Go ahead and pull it out of Camden Yards. Red Sox lead 4-1.
Dave O'Brien had the call on Nesson. Campbell's shot in the second was the second of the day off Charlie Morton, who lasted just 5 in an 8-4 loss. Both homers preceded by walks, and that frustrated the pitcher.
The emphasis is put on the walks because it's like you just assume that something good was going to happen. I guess you could, and like the walk is just a free pass, right? It's like you didn't make the hitter do anything. So that in that sense, yeah, it's always going to be frustrating.
Elsewhere last night in baseball, the Yankees held off the D-backs 9-7. The Reds became the first team in 65 years to lose 3 straight 1-0 games. The Phillies did it in 1960. And be careful in the shower this morning. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman slipped in his, and the team had to put him on the injured list. By the way, yesterday at Camden Yards, no Gunnar Henderson. However, manager Brandon Hyde said he is probable for tonight's game in Kansas City. Buzz Williams starting his first day as the head coach at the University of Maryland, the men's basketball program. The biggest question, of course, is who are the players? Williams yesterday at his press conference on that.
Any coach would tell you that roster construction now happens daily, not just the day of the press conference. And I don't want to make light of other press conferences on where things are at. That's what this has become.
With Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice now in the portal, right now there are no starters expected to return for the University of Maryland. Final Four gets underway Saturday night in San Antonio, Auburn in Florida at 6 p.m., Duke and Houston at 9 p.m. All four are number one seeds. It's the first time that's happened since 2008. And finally, tonight at the Capital One Arena in downtown D.C., Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals take on the Blackhawks. And, of course, Alex now just 2 goals away from tying, 3 away from breaking the all-time record held by Wayne Gretzky. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the city of Baltimore makes a big bet.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
One of my favorite words in the English language is the word flummoxed. Have you ever been flummoxed before by something?
Sure.
Yeah. By this reparations bill that's going in the Maryland General Assembly. That flummoxes me. But anyway, another thing that flummoxes me is the city of Baltimore taking on DraftKings and Flutter Entertainment. Have you heard of this?
I did.
Oh, my goodness gracious. In case you haven't out there heard of this, the city of Baltimore sued DraftKings and Flutter Entertainment. That's the parent company of FanDuel, accusing the sports books of engaging in deceptive and unfair practices to target and exploit vulnerable gamblers. And basically what they're saying is these bets, these, you know, this money that they give you, like, you know, get $5, get $100, and it makes you bet more, right? Of course.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the whole game.
Yeah, that's the promotion.
That's the promotion.
They're going to give you X amount of money in free bets, and if you lose, you know, you don't have to pay, or you get more money and on top of that. So, you know, I understand. Look, gambling is highly addictive, but this is the same city that sued the car manufacturers because people were stealing their cars.
Yes. Correct. Right. It's the car manufacturers.
I don't think that's hilarious.
There's a part of me that says they didn't really care about gambling in the state of Maryland because we were very late to the game surrounding
the first
states.
Place.
In the first place, the only reason why they passed it because it was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Right.
They knew eventually they're going to sue these companies for whatever perceived slight or problem that they...
Can you imagine if this suit goes through and they actually win?
Yeah.
Wouldn't every city then start... Like, what would happen to gambling?
Well, it would continue, but not governed by any rules that make sense. In other words, it would go back to you running the numbers. You're gambling illegally.
You would go to your sports book on the corner, and he would write it down on a little pad of paper, and then come break your legs if you don't pay.
It's a lot better than being
sued. You sound way too familiar with that concept.
I have the scars to prove it.
It's a good rant. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Crazy.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Robin is in Fells Point, wants to talk about reparations.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. I was going to say the same thing that Bruce said about the Irish being indentured servants, and that was essentially, they didn't want to stigmatize them with the word slave, but that's what they were. And so he stole my thunder on that, but that's okay. But the other thing is, when I heard Governor Moore speak, Kamala Harris came to mind, because I couldn't quite understand what he was saying.
Neither does he. Yeah.
Well, Robin, you know, he's able to see the prospect of tomorrow without being bound by the weight of yesterday's decisions.
Okay.
And you know what
there
else, Robin?
There must be some kind of seminar the Democrats hold to speak in tongues.
Oh, come on now. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus?
I'll tell you, I just started laughing. I said, oh, my God, here's another Kamala Harris.
You're right about that. That's why Barack wanted him on the ticket. Thanks, Robin, for weighing in. Appreciate that. All the way from Frankfurt, Germany. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, guys. As usual, you got a very interesting show, and I'm listening to you on my internet radio here. Wanted to make a comment that I am so glad that I live here in Germany and not in Baltimore, Maryland, which is where I was born and grew up. The more I hear about what's going on in that state and city, the more I'm absolutely certain that I'm in the right place over here. I can't believe some of the things that I'm hearing, and I can't believe that the people are voting the buffoons in for city mayor and Maryland governor.
Yeah, but Bob doesn't.
These people are completely inept. And they're being voted in, and this is not a racist statement. They're being voted in because they're black, and that's the only reason.
But if you go to an Irish district, they'll be voted in because they're Irish, right. Italian, same thing. That part of it I get. But, Bob, the idea that you can be some particular designation of a group and be competent, those aren't conflicting ideas.
Well, isn't also Germany's having some immigration issues as well, Bob?
Yeah, but not like America. And I would like to close by asking a question. Is there going to be a commission in Maryland and in Baltimore concerning reparations for white people for all the black crime that's been committed in Baltimore and Maryland over the last 25, 30 years?
Well, that crime is actually more black people are killed as a result of crime than white people.
It really doesn't matter what color the victim is.
Yeah, it doesn't. But the fact of the matter is...
The victim doesn't have any input in deciding to commit a crime.
They have no voice.
Only one.
Right, they have no voice. And Bob, thanks for the call.
I was going to ask him a question. All right. Yeah. 6:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. My understanding, by the way, Chuck, is that Bob moved to Germany because he wanted to meet the actual St. Pauli girl.
No kidding.
That's what I hear.
Well, I don't know. You know.
And what happened
I think he saw Chuck once in Lederhosen.
Oh, and that got that excited about it.
That was the determining factor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the problem was they were too small. I had a big time wedge. I couldn't really walk too well.
We didn't need to know that.
That's what happens. Mr. Casey brings up these stories, and I get these flashbacks. I
know.
Just can't help myself.
Welcome to this stream of consciousness radio.
I mean, the problem was it chafed. I mean, it just did. It just wasn't good.
I see. So did you? Do you have a little plate for that, like a chafing dish that you used?
We'll go into that later when we have time.
Thanks.
The southbound side, both the harbor tunnels, still a little bit slow. Of course, with the rain, and we're going to be backed up just looking at 895, and it's kind of sitting still more in the area now around O'Donnell Street. Then we're going to change the camera, look back, and it's really not bad. It's only at O'Donnell Street, so it's not back to Eastern Avenue, and it's definitely not back towards Pulaski Highway. 95 as you're coming in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Gets a little windy there at O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue. So with the roadways being wet, just have to take it easy. But all four lanes are moving southbound on 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Lower Eastern Shore, tractor trailer turned over. Problems outside the Pocomoke City. The southbound lanes of Route 13 are closed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We've got scattered showers and storms possible today through Sunday, and 66 the expected high right now, 64, and some light rain in Reisterstown and 67 in Annapolis. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name
of Johnson.
Is that a joke? Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got a joke?
Krispy Kreme is linking with Fruity Pebbles for a limited time donut collaboration. You know the Fruity Pebbles cereal?
Mm-hmm.
They're now having Fruity Pebbles milk original glazed donuts. So it's Fruity Pebbles flavored milk.
Oh, that's special.
Done in a glaze, delivered a sweet fruity twist on your glazed donut.
That's too silly to me.
Right.
That's hard to imagine.
Fruity Johnson appears glazed on the program occasionally.
I've been glazed several times,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
Cheez-It Pizza is coming soon to stores. The Cheez-It Pizza boasts a cracker-thin crust infused with your signature flavor of original Cheez-Its.
Oh.
Topped with 100% real cheese. You got Italian four cheese pepperoni, cheddar jack supreme for your Cheez-It Pizza. Subway's revealing their new foot-long menu item. And next week, it's free for fans. The new nachos, stack, cheddar cheese sauce, tomatoes, onions, Baja chipotle sauce, and chicken or steak on Doritos nacho cheese chips. $5 for the foot-long snack that you can share with your colleagues at work.
Yes.
If you're so...
Oh, sure. I can imagine sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
America's ongoing egg shortage is inspiring customers to hatch baby chicks from Trader Joe's fertile eggs. Using an incubator...
Joe has eggs, does he?
You can hatch 8 baby chicks at home and then watch as they grow. You can raise chickens to maturity. Sounds like a great way to save money on eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have their own bedroom?
You can have their own coop if they want.
Yeah, see Everett coop.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, more and more people are looking at raising their own chickens, getting their own eggs.
We thought about it, but we have foxes.
Yeah.
The chickens last about a week.
Well, you put a little wire, coop around the thing. Protect them with them.
Again, with the coop. Well, we want a four-door.
You want a four-door. All right. A sedan. You can do a chicken sedan. And the way you like your coffee apparently reveals a lot about your personality, according to research. New study of 1,000 people. If you take it black, you are a no-frills, no-nonsense kind of person. I drink my coffee black. If you like lattes and cappuccinos, they say you tend to be warm, open, and even generous.
What about if you like a little bit of brown sugar and a little whipped cream and Irish whiskey in it?
You're an idiot.
Didn't say, but if you like a chilled brew, you're likely to have a bold personality. If you like your decaf, oat milk, or no foam, you're more controlling or perfectionistic.
Well, yeah. Or you're drinking decaf because your cardiologist said, you keep drinking the other stuff and you will die. There's that.
What do they know?
What do they know? We're not doctors. We don't even play one on TV, but what do they know?
Yeah.
Doctor, kill patient.
Just wondering how they conduct that study, where they put a bunch of people in a room, and they all drink different kinds of coffee, and they observe them for an hour.
What does it say if you put Bailey's in it?
And it says you're an alcoholic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like it. It was nice.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Let's go to Ron in Woodbine. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Ron.
Ron could not hang with us. Yeah. Fell out of the cell.
Right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A little bit of a postscript on what happened with these special elections that took place earlier this week. We know how Wisconsin went on the Supreme Court justice, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Democrats hold still that 4-3 advantage in that court. In Florida, though, a slightly different story.
CD1 is where the hopes and dreams of the Democratic Party come to die.
Yeah!
Let it be known that this election is a reminder that the Florida Panhandle will forever be red and it'll be forever Trump country.
That's Jimmy Patronis, who won Congressional District 1 down in Florida, CD1, as he said. Josh Weil, also another Republican victory. And, you know, the spread was pretty good on both of these, Sean. They were really close. They were like an easy 15-point spread.
Yeah, in district that Trump won by 30.
Yeah, well, but they're not Trump. And they're not going to have the same kind of enthusiasm in an off year. So I was not displeased to see that.
You have entrusted me with something extraordinary, the opportunity to go and fight for you. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to let my family down. I'm not going to let my boys down. And I'm definitely not going to let my mom down.
Because there's a consequence to that last one.
Yeah. You don't want to disappoint mom, that is for sure. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up, top of the hour, Biden, the latest book bombshells, the latest bunch of books out on Biden. We got our MAGA update, Trump from impromptu presser in Air Force One, talking about tariffs and much more. And we also have the Uniparty striking back. We need to hear what a classic liberal has said about Trump's tariffs on the panel.
It's a philosophically, quote,
yes,
classic liberal.
Yes, right, yeah. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and the best of The Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Still to come between now and the top of the hour. Yes, we will talk about this. A female fencer who's in a tournament down at the University of Maryland. She took a knee. That's not during the national anthem. She took a knee to signify, I am not going to go up against my opponent. Reason is, and you look at the two of them side by side, her opponent was not a female. It was a pretend female, a faux female, a big dude, actually. And she said, this is a women's tournament, and I'm not going to be forced into playing a man during a women's tournament. And there are plenty of places for him to have chosen to play, but somehow this is where he ended up fencing. fencing, and this is a guy who's been on male fencing teams on them in the past.
Yeah, the NCAA are a bunch of liars, and the U.S. Fencing Association has doubled down on their that strategy. They basically told people they weren't going to do this anymore and comported what President Trump had signed in that executive order, and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
They're still placing biological males in women's sports, and they're putting them in women's locker rooms, women's bathrooms, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So, again, if you're not going to comply with Title IX, then they should have all federal funding yanked from
sure.
them.
Yeah. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVR, Traffic Person Man Thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the shoulder, just clear to the shoulder, northbound 95 at the ramp to Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker near the construction zone, they're off to the side, room to get by, so it's not a problem there. Traffic is moving right on through. And right now, they're not working in the roadway on 95 northbound in that area. I guess the rain kind of holding them up a little bit. But everybody's going through there right now without any problem. There has been some slowing, and the weather is the factor. 95 now, as we said earlier. If you come around O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue, it bends to the right, then it bends back to the left. The roadway is wet, and we're backing up right through there. And then 895 has started to slow as well as you're coming south around the O'Donnell Street ramp and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, well, we get some rain, showers, and storms possible today through Sunday. 66 today, 54 tonight, tomorrow 67. Sunday we could have the heaviest rain, and we'll be up into the low 70s right now. 65 in light rain in Pikesville, and 67 in Baltimore City.
All right, down at the University of Maryland, they held a fencing tournament. There were obviously male fencers and female fencers. In the female ranks was one Stephanie Turner. She's a pretty good fencer. She hopes to be on the next Olympic team, and she works at her craft diligently. Well, so does this guy. He showed up and said, oh, I'm a girl now, so you get to fence me.
This was actually a regional tournament held by the USFA mm-hmm. at the University of Maryland. Part of my pre-competition ritual is to check the online registration to see who is going to be there and just mm-hmm. double-check my check-in times. And on the registration list, I saw Redmond Sullivan's name listed there. And I recognized this individual from a previous Redux article that had been written saying that this person was a man who had mm-hmm. previously competed on the men's team at Wagner and was now competing as a woman within the USFA.
Okay. He competed as a man on the men's team. Decided he wasn't good enough for the men's team. So he said, well, I really like the fence. So instead, guess what? I'm a girl now. And I'm going to go play on the women's team. And somehow that was allowed to occur. She said she went to the officials ahead of time and said, if I get matched up with this guy, I'm not doing it.
I told them that I was refusing to fence because this person is a man and I am a woman and this is a women's tournament and I refuse to fence on principle.
And then she got out on the mat and then ceremoniously, she takes her hat off, her whatever the face shield is called, and then goes down on one knee. The official comes over and says, well, just checking out what you're doing here. She says, I am not going to fence this guy. He's a guy. This is a women's tournament. Redmond comes over and says, are you okay? Did you hurt yourself? She says, I'm fine. I think you're a fine enough person. I don't care about that, but I'm not going to fence you. You're a biological male, and it's unfair for you to be in this competition. You have a built-in physical advantage.
I have no choice as a woman, as a female, in where I compete. I am a woman, and I have an mm-hmm. athletic disadvantage to men, so I compete in the women's division, which is where I rightfully am.
Now, you see, here's a part of the point, Sean. This is not a situation where there's no other venue for this man-slash-woman-person-thing, whatever, to be a fencer. There are other tournaments that are mixed tournaments. There are tournaments that allow an open seating. There are all kinds of opportunities for this individual, should he, she like fencing that much, to go ahead and do it. A point was being made here, but you have to pretend I'm a girl. And if you don't pretend I'm a girl along with the rest of us, then he told her, well, then there's a black card for you. She said, that's fine by me.
The thing that really boggles the mind here, besides being patently unfair, physical advantage, whatever, the only two genders, is that most of this seems to be biological men competing as women. It's rare. Not that it never happens, but it's rare for a biological woman to try to compete as a male in most of these events, in these sporting events that we see.
Now, think about this just from a male point of view. I have long arms. I have 37-inch arms. But if I went up against any professional basketball player, I get smoked because their arms are like 5 inches longer than mine. They're huge.
Run and jump, too.
So. Yeah, well, sure, there's that. But this is a circumstance where he had a huge physical advantage.
Yes.
Because of size and reach.
Reach, right.
I mean, there's no way this makes sense. And she says, look, the guy, if he wants to, he can go compete anywhere.
He's been given this opportunity to fence in the women's division, and he can compete. He can easily compete in the men's division. He could also compete at mixed events in local tournaments if he wants. There is a place for him. So the idea that they're expanding the women's is just essentially making it an open tournament that can include men, and it ends up hurting me and other girls.
Yeah, and any other female, particularly the younger females, who have taken up fencing because they think this is a possible way for me to get a college scholarship and to go to college or go to university, advance my education, because I really want to be able to do this.
Yeah. USA Fencing said, we understand the conversation on equity and inclusion pertaining to transgender participants in sport is evolving. USA Fencing will always err on the side of inclusion, and we're committed to amending the policy as more relevant evidence-based research emerges, or as policy changes take effect in the wider Olympic and Paralympic movement. There is no more relevant evidence-based research than XX and XY. I mean, you talk about woke. Wow. It's 7 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Anxious times if you're invested in the stock market. Wall Street's benchmarks plunged yesterday and this morning. Stock futures pointing to a lower open. What to do? Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick suggests saving for a rainy day.
People really need to prioritize their savings. We're a country that lives typically paycheck to paycheck. And if anything, I'd like to see people try to save more money at this point, but acknowledging that there is a risk of price increases on important things.
The Wall Street sell-off following President Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs. Its policy, Mr. Trump insists, will bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., making America wealthy again. Federal judge weighing in on the Trump administration's recent deportation of alleged Venezuelan gangbangers.
At a Thursday hearing, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said there's a fair likelihood the Trump administration violated his court order last month. The judge had temporarily blocked the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members while he considered a lawsuit challenging the administration's use of an 18th century law. The administration failed to return two deportation flights that were in the air at the time he issued the order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More bad weather in the forecast for a wide swath of the South, the Midwest, and parts of the East. Storms this week killed 5 people in Tennessee, 1 each in Indiana and Missouri. Tragedy in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. 3 members of a family struck and killed by an Amtrak train last evening. South Korea will be holding a presidential election within 2 months. This after the nation's constitutional court removed impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol from office. Watching Wall Street now, the Dow futures down 1,151 points. NASDAQ futures off 556 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce Gold Eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin rated in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. you. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
703 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor accident just coming in downtown. It's right at Harbor Place at Pratt Street and Light Street. So just enough traffic early downtown. Might get a brief delay there. 95 at least right here at Moravia Road. Not bad, but we're slowing around O'Donnell Street. But everybody is still going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Have not seen anything major so far, despite some light rain continuing through the area. 895 in the last couple of minutes, with a little more traffic just around O'Donnell Street, now backing and slowing towards the area of the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain, highs Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures primarily in the 60s or low 70s even. Edgewater currently has 74 degrees, and Aberdeen has 65 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM is a 9-degree spread. That's significant. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A statewide bill to create a statewide reparations commission has been sent to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Now, both the State House and Senate passed the measure to establish the Maryland Reparations Commission, which will be tasked with studying and making recommendations relating to appropriate benefits for individuals whose ancestors were enslaved in the state or were impacted by inequitable government policies. If the governor signs the bill, the commission would be required to submit a preliminary report by January 1st, 2027, with a final report due by November 1st of that year. Opening statements are scheduled for today in the trial of the suspect accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Mompa Trail. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the Harford County mother of five in August of 2023. The 24-year-old was arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after the murder. He faces charges that include murder, rape, and kidnapping. Officials expect the trial to last until at least April 16th. And a Howard County bus aide facing assault and sex offense charges. 80-year-old Albert Rice Jr. allegedly hit one student and inappropriately touched another on a bus transporting students to the Linwood Center, which offers special education programs for children and adults with autism and developmental disabilities. Rice is an employee of the bus company, not the Ellicott City School. 705, lottery numbers, pick 3. 257, pick 4. 4008, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds have yet to win a series this season, dropping an 8-4 decision to the Red Sox yesterday at Camden Yards. The team brought the left field wall back in, giving the kids an opportunity to play out there. And yesterday, it was the Red Sox that took advantage.
Doss is trying to pick him up. 1-for-3 with a single. High fly ball, left field, well hit. Carlson's back there. His first of the year, a two-run shot. The third time today, the Red Sox have blasted a two-run homer.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Bombs away for Boston yesterday. That one off Keegan Aiken in the seventh. The starter, Charlie Morton, gave up two of his own. Here's a note. Zach Eflin's ERA through two starts is 3.75. The rest of the staff is at lucky sevens. That is 7.77. Gunnar Henderson will probably make his season debut today in Kansas City, the Birds and the Royals tonight. And adding to the story that Sean and Bruce did before the news, tennis legend Martina Navratilova slammed USA Fencing after Stephanie Turner made the decision not to compete against trans athlete Redmond Sullivan at the Cherry Blossom Open in Maryland. Instead, Turner took a knee. The referee dealt Turner a black card. Turner was escorted out of the event. Navratilova weighed in on X, quote, "This is what happens when female athletes protest. Shame on USA Fencing. How dare you throw women under the gender bull, insert your own word here, bus." Coming up in 30 minutes, Kevin Willard comes clean. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive, Friday free-for-all. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up later on the show, we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Coming up after the 8:30 news. Coming up in this hour, Spartacus, Cory Booker's speech to no one. Take a look at that. Also, defending the Trump tariffs and the Uniparty strikes back. But our top story here is the Biden latest book, Bombshells, are out.
Yeah, and this is book number two. So, folks, once again, it is time for us
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Into Joe Biden's brain. Yeah, book number two is out on Joe Biden. This is one of a series of books that are going to come out telling the truth of what went on during the Biden administration. And on this one, there are more voices weighing in saying, you know, we were lied to. Of course, there are also the voices who said, I was on the inside standing right next to Joe, and gosh, I still think he's super sharp and really a cool guy. You know whose comment I really want to hear on this stuff? Is Karine Jean-Pierre, who over and over again would stand behind the podium and say, this guy, he's on the go all day, he's in great shape, he's with it, he's on the ball. Yeah, okay, tell us about that one more time, please. Ashley Allison was working for Joe Biden. She was one circle out, so she wasn't immediately next to Joe Biden, so she didn't see the slow degeneration of his mental capacity over the four-year period. So when she saw him up on stage in that debate against Donald Trump, she felt she'd been lied to.
Yeah, I do. I think I hadn't been around the president before that debate, and I worked for Joe Biden, and if the people around him knew that he was not capable, it is unacceptable to me that they allowed him to go onto that stage. I deserve better as a voter, not even as a Democrat, as a voter and as an American. I do.
Yeah, and of course, it's refreshing to see somebody on the political left, and apparently she truly was removed by one level. So she didn't get to see it up close and personal. For her to say at this point, look, you know, quit trying to cover for the guy. Quit trying to be the next Karine Jean-Pierre or the next Alan Navarro. And you're going to hear Alan Navarro's comment coming up in a minute. It's time for us to be a fair and impartial umpire behind the plate and call balls and strikes.
I try and be an honest broker when I talk about things. And I do think that that does not always happen with other guests. What we are hearing right now is unacceptable to me. And I think in order for this country to get back on the right track, when things like this are exposed, we have to call balls and strikes, right and wrong.
Period. Call the balls and strikes, call the right and wrong, tell the truth, because sooner or later the truth will out. And she says that for people like her, firmly committed to the Democrat cause, the night of the debate was absolutely heartbreaking.
That night of the debate was terrifying for many, many reasons. It was scary. It hurt my heart. But it was very clear that that might not have been the first time. And I find that unacceptable. I would find that unacceptable in a Trump administration, in an Obama administration, in a Bush administration, and in a Biden administration.
Why do you think...
Yeah, of course.
Now she knows what the rest of us felt
right.
for the other 4 years.
Yeah. So we weren't heartbroken. I was very disappointed to see the slow degeneration of this man. I kept saying, this is beyond politics. This is on a human level. His wife should say, Joe, it's time to hang it up. And we, you know, you and I are both saying that for...
Yeah, but Bruce, the people that are addicted to power and money, all logic goes out the window.
Yeah.
They will do anything and everything they can to retain it. And that was obvious.
Some people will even do things like talk about something, the same thing, like once every 10 minutes on the threes. They'll do anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything. They have no shame. Oh, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Some people are addicted to fame.
It could be.
Yeah. There's gambling addictions. There's all sorts of addictions. But some people just fame follows them wherever they go.
Some people really just want to have a nice day at Buffet City.
Some people have to work with two idiots every morning, and they're just burdened by that. But, you know, an old mule, you put the bit in your mouth at 4:10, and you pull the wagon into the radio station. You know?
Well, we appreciate it.
I'm not naming any names. We know what we're talking about here. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway minor wreck just went to the shoulder at New Hampshire Avenue, so anything there going to back us up towards 95. At least the rain kind of settled down. We were getting all that heavy rain earlier. Now it's more of a light rain. Streets are wet, but even the Beltway a little bit lighter today. Parkville side through Greenspring, the west side is not at 795. It's slowing from Liberty Road through I-70 down through Route 40. The inner loop around the BW Parkway looks good. Minor wreck downtown. Pratt Street at Light Street. You'll have maybe 10 to 12 minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a wet weekend. Scattered shower storms possible today through Sunday. Today we're looking at 66, 67 tomorrow, and the heavy rain coming Sunday, and 72 for the expected high there. Right now, a rain and 63 in Pikesville, 65 in Ellicott City. Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Not only Liberation Day, but the other day in the Rose Garden, the president had another coined a phrase or term regarding independence. It would be economic independence.
This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history. It's our declaration of economic independence. For years, hardworking American citizens were forced to sit on the sidelines as other nations got rich and powerful, much of it at our expense. But now it's our turn to prosper and in so doing use trillions and trillions of dollars to reduce our taxes and pay down our national debt, and it'll all happen very quickly. With today's action, we are finally going to be able to make America great again, greater than ever before.
Also, he called it the Golden Age of America, and that began about 75 days ago.
Jobs and factories will come roaring back into our country, and you see it happening already. We will supercharge our domestic industrial base. We will pry open foreign markets and break down foreign trade barriers. And ultimately, more production at home will mean stronger competition and lower prices for consumers. This will be indeed the golden age of America. It's coming back. We're going to come back very strongly.
Yeah, we lost our manufacturing base. Now we're just basically, we don't make chips anymore. We don't make anything anymore, except software and stuff like that. So it's, we need to be, you can't be relying on other countries for essentials that could impact your national security. And regarding the stock market, rough day yesterday on the stock market. Probably going to be a rough day again today. The stock market will rebound. In fact, Trump says it's not going to be too long from now when we see the market boom again.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation.
I like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. We have $6 or $7 trillion coming into our country, and we've never seen anything like it. The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom, and the rest of the world wants to see, is there any way they can make a deal? They've taken advantage of us for many, many years. For many years, we've been at the wrong side of the ball, and I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be unbelievable. The thing that people have to talk about, we're up almost to $7 trillion of investment coming into our country, and you'll see how it's going to turn out. Our country's going to boom.
Yeah, that's what Air Force One did yesterday, and already foreign countries have begun to call the White House wanting to negotiate lower tariffs with President Trump.
And those tariffs have come in, and many, every country's called us. That's the beauty of what we do. We put ourselves in the driver's seat. If we would have asked some of these countries, almost most of these countries, to do us a favor, they would have said, no, now they'll do anything for us. But we have tariffs, they've been set, and it's going to make our country very rich.
But are you open to deals with these countries if they're calling you?
Well, it depends. If somebody said that we're going to give you something that's so phenomenal, as long as they're giving us something that's good. For instance, with TikTok as an example, we have a situation with TikTok where China will probably say, we'll approve a deal, but will you do something on the tariff? The tariffs give us great power to negotiate. Always have. I've used them very well in the first administration, as you saw, but now we're taking it to a whole new level because it's a worldwide situation.
Yeah, by the way, the TikTok deal could be announced a little bit later today. Finally, more accountability from the Trump administration. The director of the NSA, Air Force General Timothy Hoff, and the deputy director of the civilian, Wendy Noble, were let go yesterday. Well, once again, remember, this was the agency that was wiretapping American civilians and also participating in that spying on the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency. So those two let go, as were three neocon national security staffers after Laura Loomer outed them, or loomered them, as it's called, in an Oval Office meeting yesterday. These are people who are Biden holdovers who were disloyal to President Trump, snakes in the grass. Didn't catch all of them in the first vetting, but eventually people like Loomer, you know, lover or hater, she is very loyal to President Trump. Senate confirmed Dr. Oz yesterday to head up the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. The Senate Republicans are voting to advance the sweeping Trump tax cut plan, 52-48. That moved forward yesterday. J.D. Vance says he's feeling good about the tariffs despite that bad day of the market. Just give it time. And it's all about putting America first after decades of being exploited by some of our so-called friends and allies. Finally, the Pentagon Inspector General has launched an investigation into Pete Hegseth's use of Signal during that Signalgate thing. So they're just not going to let it go. They're going to continue to hound Pete Hegseth. And he, the way, announced yesterday the same combat standards for men and women. If you want to serve in combat, you have to pass these standards no matter your gender.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
It does. I mean,
it's a common sense revolution.
You can actually serve if you're in a number of different physical states, but if you're going to be in combat, you have to be capable of doing the kinds of things that infantrymen and combat men have done for generations. You have to be able to pick up somebody of a particular weight and carry them out of danger.
100%.
Carry that 50-pound pack on your back, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Day 75 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
No, I was just thinking about this this reparations thing we talked about last hour.
Yep.
The Commission on Reparations. And we'll get to that on who should be paying in just a second. 722, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're doing fine at the Bay Bridge, just looking at the conditions there. And of course, there's still light rain through the area, but everybody's good right now at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and at the main span at the Bay Bridge. Even I-97 southbound right now with the light rain, everybody still has their headlights on. They're moving south with all the lanes open. Beltway has been a little bit lighter today, but we're still backed up and the rain is kind of aggravating things a little bit, but not anywhere near the normal delay with heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Lower Eastern Shore outside of Pocomoke City. That accident still there. Tractor trailer on its side southbound on Route 13. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a wet and wild weekend. Showers, storms possible today through Sunday. 66 today. Tonight, 54. It'll be a rainy day tomorrow, 67. And the heaviest rain could be Sunday with a high of 72. And right now, we're looking at 65 in the city. It is 65 in Middle River. I was just quickly on the reparations thing. I'm just thinking if Maryland does decide down the road that reparation should be paid, as California did, but they couldn't afford it. The question is, when and what will Barack Obama pay?
Right.
Because his mother had
ties about Halle Berry?
To slavery, and Kamala Harris. Her Donald Harris, the father, had ties to Irish white folk that were also involved in slavery trade. So will Obama and Kamala be the first half to pony up?
The math, this many generations later, the math is going to be impossible. You're going to have to set up a state bureau of figuring out what percentage you receive in this circumstance and what percentage you personally owe as well. Depending on what is your personal background? We noted this last hour that, you have people who came here after World War II. Have people who came here in the 1960s or 70s from Vietnam following the Vietnam conflict. You have people who come here all the time, legally. So what is their culpability? They're now residents of the state of Maryland. What is their culpability in what happened between white folks and black folks before 1860?
How do you make anybody pay for the sins of the father?
Well, that's exactly what they have in mind. Now, the point is, they say, well, what about the Japanese? You had individuals who were personally damaged, personally harmed. They could say, I was harmed. So you can go in front of a court and say, I was harmed. I want recompense for how I was harmed. It's harder to go to a court and say, my great-great-grandfather was harmed. Give me some money. Okay, because you weren't harmed.
Right.
And frankly, in many circumstances, you were given benefits that were not available to anybody prior to your generation. It drives us further and further apart.
It is a way to keep the race hustle alive.
Yep.
Because as we watch more black voters peel off and support Trump, well, he's the only president with no ties to slavery. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Absolutely no ties to slavery at all. But Biden did, Obama did. the Bushies, etc. They all did, pretty much.
Anna Navarro, you know her from The View. She's also a political analyst, I guess. What do they give her a title? Over at MSNBC. And, of course, she knew Joe Biden way back when. She's known him for like 25 years.
I've known Joe Biden for over 25 years. Certainly, the Joe Biden today is not the Joe Biden of 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago. It's not. But also, I will tell you, and I think that comes out also in the book and the excerpt that I read, something clearly happened that day, around those days, that was not the case the day after.
Yeah, okay. Something magically happened just on that day, and then it went away again the day after. You get that? I mean, but well, she wasn't willing to simply let it go and hope that maybe somebody would actually believe that crap. She wanted to expand on it.
I saw Joe Biden when he came to The View after he dropped out, and he was a completely different person than what we saw at that debate. What happened around those days, I don't know. And can I tell you something? I don't care, because I want to talk about the future and how we fight Donald Trump and how we get rid of Donald Trump.
So there you go, folks. It's now, bygones. I mean, that's Biden. Let's not talk about him. Let's not talk about how we lied to the American public for 4 straight years.
Hey, Anna, he was getting pumped full of drugs.
Let's talk about something different, anything different, because I can't. It's not defensible, so I just want to change the subject.
She's about as believable as a Republican as Biden is a competent president.
And one of the other people on this panel, by the way, was a guy named Arthur Idella, who's a defense attorney up in New York, and a very blunt guy.
And here's the bottom line, having nothing to do with the excerpt. That special counsel who interviewed President Biden about why he had the files in his garage, like he shouldn't be prosecuted out of sympathy. He's an elderly man. He's an elderly man who has a very bad memory and doesn't remember anything that happened.
And, of course, just the same thing we were observing at the time. If he is an elderly man and cannot possibly be prosecuted, how can you give him the nuclear codes?
Yeah, well, can't launch with auto pens, that's for sure. Tim Kyle will come out and service your AC unit right now to make sure it's ready for the warmer spring months and, of course, summer, which, as you know, in July and August, the dog days get here. You'll make sure that air conditioning is operating efficiently and properly, and it's not going to cost you money. And number one, you want it to come on and have a cooling effect when you engage your AC unit. But number two, with these skyrocketing electrical rates, and they're going up again in June and again next year, you want to make sure that it's operating efficiently so it's not even costing you an arm and a leg. So call Tim Kyle. He'll come out. They'll do the maintenance on your AC unit today. 410-876-9404. They also do great lighting, electrical work as well, interior, exterior landscaping. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call. It's 7:30. Latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland Attorney General's office has released a video of a deadly bailiff-involved shooting at the district courthouse in East Baltimore. It took place on January 31st. The Independent Investigations Division says the footage of the incident was obtained from the courthouse surveillance system. Video shows 35-year-old Gary Wright entering the courthouse on North Avenue, putting a gun to his head. At some point, Wright and a court bailiff fired their guns. As Wright was taken away to the hospital, he was pronounced dead. According to the investigation, preliminarily, Wright died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The IID is continuing to investigate the incident. Six women have filed a class action suit against the University of Maryland Medical Center after a pharmacist allegedly hacked hospital computers to spy on them. The women, who are doctors and medical residents, claim UMMS was negligent and should have known that Dr. Matthew Bethula installed keystroke loggers on hospital computers, allowing him to steal personal passwords and take control of their home networks. According to the Baltimore Banner, Bethula no longer works at UMMS and is not charged with a crime at this moment. UMMS says hospital officials have been working with the FBI on this issue, and federal prosecutors are taking a look as a part of an ongoing criminal investigation.
And a bill to create a statewide reparations commission has been sent to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Both the state House and Senate have passed the measure to establish the Maryland Reparations Commission, which will be tasked with studying and making recommendations relating to appropriate benefits for individuals whose ancestors were enslaved in the state. 7:32 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 257. You pick 4008. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Haven't seen it yet, but there's a report of an accident southbound 95 in the area before White Marsh Boulevard. And one report says it's blocking the left-hand lane. So heads up if you're coming down from Harford County, you're working your way through there. We'll try to get a look at it as soon as we can. A couple of vehicles apparently were involved. There's a new wreck in the city, northeast side, the Alameda at Northern Parkway. We had a minor accident downtown at Harbor Place, Pratt Street at Light Street. You're looking at about 7 to 10 minutes right now with delays and some light rain going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain. High Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s, wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles make the trek to Kansas City for a 7:40 first pitch tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Dean Kramer taking on Seth Lugo. Lugo started game two of the wild card round last year against Baltimore. Yesterday, the Birds beaten 8-4 by the Red Sox. Boston pounding out three home runs to left field, two off starter Charlie Morton, who reflected on his performance in the postgame.
I think you have to just be honest about what happened. You know, I think I had good stuff. I think I made a lot of really good pitches. I just made a couple really costly mistakes. You know,
Morton struck out 10 in five innings, the oldest Oriole pitcher ever to do that. Before the game, manager Brandon Hyde addressing the availability of Oriole shortstop Gunnar Henderson.
Probable tomorrow.
Which means today.
So this is a scheduled off day, travel day for him. Played a couple in a row last night. The one got cut a little bit short last night because of weather in Norfolk, but this off day today was kind of in his rehab schedule. But it should be in there tomorrow.
New basketball coach Buzz Williams down in College Park settling in today. He was asked at his press conference what style of basketball he will play in College Park.
What I think I'm supposed to say at a press conference is we want to play really fast. We want to score more points than the other team. We all want to clap and give great hugs and dap. I think what I've learned as a coach is in this ever-changing model, you have to have skill to be able to coach a lot of different ways.
Former Maryland coach Kevin Willer telling the media at his press conference via Zoom, the main reason he took the Villanova job was because Villanova and the Big East in general are basketball schools.
Football-centric conferences are going to, basketball schools are going to run into the fact that, you know, if you give
$16 million to football, you give $3 million, you only have $3 million cap, where in the Big East, you just don't have that issue. So I think the Big East is really positioned itself to be in a really good position with the House settlement.
So the way he left was not artful, as I'm sure all of us would agree, but there's a lot of truth to what he said. And finally, the Caps back home tonight, taking on the Blackhawks, the great Alex Ovechkin, 3 goals away from the all-time NHL record. Take a look at the similarity in numbers between the great one and the great eight. Gretzky, 1,487 games, 894 goals. Ovechkin, 1,485 games, 892 goals. Game time, 7:05 tonight at the Capital One Arena. The time now is 7:37. When we return, one final word on Kevin Willard.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. And secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So what do you think the line is on Ovi getting a hat trick tonight to get the record?
I don't know.
In front of the home crowd.
That might be a good bet, but I wouldn't place that bet in Baltimore City. Because who knows, I might get sued.
Because you get lured into making more bets.
That's right.
If you do that. Yeah. Hey, one final word on Kevin Willard. And I know you guys probably want me to stop talking about Kevin Willard. I'm coming from the place where Maryland fans invest in this team. The ticket prices are pretty high, to be honest with you. And for him to depart the way that he did, I think is just a dagger to the heart. That's it. You know, it's business. I get it. NIL money, you know, the settlement money. The Big East is a better conference for basketball. All of that is true. Don't blame him. He can go. But I just think the way that it was handled was amateurish, to be honest.
The whole situation was untenable. It really was. Mm-hmm. And they've done this to the game now.
That's what I was going to say. The bigger picture here is what the NCAA is doing, and it's not good for basketball. It's not good for sports in general.
So, I'm just impressed, guys, with all the big words you're tossing around here. Really.
Yeah. Which one?
Amateurish. And what was the one you just tossed
off? Untenable.
Untenable.
Yeah.
Untenable and amateurish.
Wait, these are big words to you?
So in other words, it sucks. Don't do it again.
That's right.
All right. Do I have the summation for human talk?
Very cogent.
Cogent? What the hell are you, cogent?
Your common man's dictionary with Bruce Elliott.
Wait, is cogent too big of a word?
It's the big word, man.
Gotcha.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
Help him, Sean.
I will. No,
it's beyond help. Our Frank here.
7:39. Look, there is a former Democrat who is a classic liberal, Newsweek opinion editor. Her name is Batya Ungar-Sargon. And she's the author of the best-selling book, Second Class, How the Elites Betrayed America's Working Men and Women. She was on a panel yesterday. Piers Morgan, Carrie Lake, and others were in this discussion about the tariffs. The whole show was about tariffs. And as you might imagine, except for Carrie Lake, most everybody was opposed to the tariffs.
Yep.
You know, Wall Street Journal has got the hit piece after hit piece on Trump on tariffs. The Chamber of Commerce Republican establishment, the Uniparty, they're totally opposed to it. Democrats are saying he's a friend of the billionaires, he takes care of it. But really, there's nobody who gets Donald Trump, more than Donald Trump, of course, and his closest advisors, that I've seen in the media better than Batya Ungar-Sargon. And she went off on a rant on the Piers Morgan show yesterday.
What I find so frustrating about the conversation around tariffs is that we all agree on the problem. We all agree that the deindustrialization of America led to the downward mobility of the American working class, deaths of despair, people working multiple jobs and not being able to afford the American dream. We all agree that it is deeply unfair for the American middle class to be bearing the burden of unfair tariffs from other countries. We all agree that it is great for the president to have leverage in order to demand reasonable things, like that countries stop allowing fentanyl to murder 100,000 Americans every year, and that Mexico do its part to police its own border. And yet when somebody has the courage to show up and say to Wall Street, screw you, I'm waging class warfare on behalf of the American working class, and you elites in Wall Street, you do what you need to do, because I'm not going to stop fighting for the American working class. Suddenly, everybody is sitting around going, oh no, the stock market. Yeah, the stock market looks like that because the rich are punishing Trump for siding with the neglected and humiliated American working class over them. We have already seen these tariffs work, Pierce. The number of people crossing the southern border is at zero. Fentanyl is at record lows for the last 10 years. We have already seen $1.2 trillion in manufacturing invested in this country since January 21st. So they have already worked. Now, how long is Wall Street going to keep trying to punish this president for standing the American working class? I don't know, but I can tell you that the view from the street is people cannot believe that there is a president who is working for them, who is putting them first and telling Wall Street to go screw itself. Wall Street, which picked the Democrats for the last three election cycles in a row. That's what the real story is here.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, if I might note, by the way, because I just think for those people, if you have money in a 401k or retirement plan, don't cash in today.
Yeah.
I mean, and Wall Street is the only marketplace in which when things go on sale, I mean, if you thought that, you know, stock, ABC was great stock yesterday and is now less expensive, it's the only marketplace where people panic when things cost less.
Right.
If you think it was a good company 6 months ago, it's still a good company and it's on sale now. They always say the time to invest is when there's blood in the streets. So the market took a dump yesterday. You have cash on hand. Take a look at your balance and see if there aren't opportunities to buy.
But to her point, she gets it. She gets the populist movement. She gets the economic nationalism that President Trump, the America first, the American workers first, not the corporations, not the Wall Street brokers and so on, but the American people are always first in a Donald Trump administration.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News on a Friday. 410 WCBM. CBM 680 is our telephone number. Once again, here he is, Mr. I Win All the Time, Chuck Whitaker.
Mostly. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. It looks to me like this wreck on 95 is closer to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. The reason I say that, we're backed up to Mountain Road. The initial report said left-hand lane. I think I also heard Baltimore County say one of the vehicles may have been on its side. So very quickly, we get a backup here. So we think about maybe moving some traffic over to Pulaski Highway, down to White Marsh, and then come back over to 95. Look for a new wreck on the BW Parkway southbound after the airport cutoff. Should be on the shoulder. There's been a report of a wreck westbound Route 100 near the ramp at I-97. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, scattered showers and storms possible today through Sunday, 66 for the high today. And tonight, 54. Heaviest rain could come on Sunday with highs about 72. Right now, we're at 62 with rain in Reisterstown, rain in Edgewood, and 64. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today we've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant, Robert in Middle River.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday
to you.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Yeah, we'll go first.
Oh, want to go first?
Stepping up.
You don't want to wait around to hear the pearls of wisdom from Chuck Whitaker?
Well, last time he got sick and had problems with his voice, so yeah. No, we'll skip the pearls.
I don't know how to take that.
Casting, take it any way you want to.
Casting just pearls before swine. Yeah.
It's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you really?
Story number one.
Maybe do I really? Why don't you shut up? Do I really?
Story one, a chicken named Polly is safe after a brief but intense abduction from her home over the weekend. Call from help came in early in the morning of March 29th from a woman who said her boyfriend, her former boyfriend, invaded her home and chicken-napped her pet chicken. He kicked in her back door while shouting, "I've got Polly." Story two, Mike Pence may now be despised in Republican circles, but at least now he's got something to show for it. The former vice president who betrayed President Trump, the entire MAGA movement, has been awarded the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award for putting his life and career on the line in certifying the election. And finally, story three, Trump-hating Judge James Boasberg has made a threat to all Trump officials that did not turn the plane around or did not heed his order that they must return the terrorists and gangbangers that were sent to El Salvador, that if they don't appear before his court, he will put them in jail. All right, story one. Polly, the chicken, was kidnapped, or chicken-napped, I should say. It was a feather-ruffling home abduction.
No kidding. Let me write that down.
Story two. We like to keep you abreast of the news.
Yes, Charles. I understand. I got you.
I'm not sure they bit his legs.
Mike Pence, given a Profile in Courage Award by a leftist organization, or Judge Boasberg says Trump officials show up in court to answer his inquiries, or you will go to jail. All right, we will start with Robert.
I'm going to say Boasberg is bogus.
All right, he says number three, Boasberg is bogus. Kristen.
Bogus, all right.
Yeah, they're all possible, but I'm leaning towards number three as well. I don't know if he's done that yet.
All right, Kristen says number three. Bruce?
Number one, Polly wants a doodle all day long. I suspect
Polly wants a clucker.
It's a clucker, yeah.
Cash for cluckers.
Yes. I think Mike Pence, the story is probably true. And I think story three, that sounds like Boasberg. I'm going to get story number one in the fake news.
Polly wants a clucker.
Yep, all right. Day. All day long.
Chuck.
Two, please.
Chuck goes for story number two. You want to share your logic on that one?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Then let's start. Really. Let's start with two.
You think I have logic?
That's making an unusual presumption there, isn't it, Sean?
I'm trying to give him benefit of the doubt.
I know. Look, so I said, let's start with number two because it's real. Yeah. Go ahead.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Story two is true.
Okay. So now you got it. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Oh, no, actually, see you in 4 minutes.
Right. Story one, maybe. True. Story number three, only Kristen and Robert get it right. Boasberg is
good for them.
Not thrown in jail, at least not yet.
A little whining going on there, Chuck. Oh, good for them.
Shut up.
Robert, congratulations to Butch and Altea to get your prize here. Thanks for playing the game.
This game sometimes.
I mean, you were doing really well up until recently.
I was. And I've gone right in the crapper suddenly.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's no competition in this, you do great.
Yeah, I know. That's when the game is just me here by myself.
Yes. Right.
Well,
you kill it. Usually get
first. You've been
known
to play against yourself.
Okay, Sean. I called you Sean that time. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to pursue that paragraph, are you guys?
All right, Chaz.
Chaz, you call me Chaz. I'll break your neck.
I hate that.
Chaz.
Chaz is the all-time irritant.
Make me sound like I'm hanging out at the hippodrome or something.
You want to trigger Chuck, just call him Chaz.
Call me Chaz. I'll even that score when I see it.
Would Chucky be better?
All right. All my nieces call me Uncle Chucky, yes.
All right.
That's all right. But you can.
Oh, I see.
Right. You can call him Grandpa.
Got it.
Grandpa Chaz.
That's Grandpa Chaz. There's one.
He's going to open up his very own club, the Chaz right. Lounge.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
That's right. He was seen downtown on Chaz Street.
I'm on strike till 8:23.
I've seen a couple. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that you can certainly benefit from checking out their website, maflaw.com. There's a number of informative, helpful things on the website, like the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. You can download it, keep it in your glove compartment right above your visor, as I do. And because, you know, God knows when you never need it. Hopefully you never do. But, you know, it's traumatic when you're involved in an automobile accident. And you forget. So this is a handy-dandy reminder. Just keep it in your car with you, and that way you won't make any fatal mistakes to your claim. or to your case number two, of course, is a personal injury app that you can download to your phone, and that way you can take pictures of the accident scene, you can interview witnesses, etc., because it's often difficult to get people to come to court to back up your claim. This way you got everything on your phone, which automatically goes into the servers at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, and therefore they can begin working on your claim almost immediately. Just one, two of many things you can check out at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman website, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com.
Hi, Frank Luper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
95 South. Two different things here. There was a wreck close to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line that may have involved an overturned vehicle. We backed up to Mountain Road, then apparently near Mountain Road, another minor accident there, which cleared to the shoulder. We're backed up southbound through the area. Some slowing on the Beltway. Nothing major. Some backup southbound, but not anywhere near the normal delays, heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says scattered showers, rain, storms, you name it, all weekend long. Today, 66. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, showers, 67. Sunday is looks to be the heaviest rain coming through the area, 72, the expected high. Right now, 62 in Drizzle in Parkville, 61 in Forest Hill. And coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the Maryland Democrats balancing the budget in Maryland on the backs of taxpayers. And then we'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione at 8:37 this morning.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We've only did it for 25 hours, folks. You got to at least give them hats off for that. Cory Booker for 25 hours. That's 1 hour longer than a full day. Unless it's like a leap hour. I'm getting all confused. He talked. And he talked, and he talked, and he talked.
I don't know how to solve this. I don't know how to stop us from going down this road, but I know who does have the power. The people of the United States of America.
Yeah, that's right, they do. And it was interesting because no one really understands what he's talking about. Seriously. So you'd think there'd be questions from the swamp media following that as to, well, tell us, how did you reach this philosophical conclusion you had in hour 17? And what about that thought you had in hour 22? Would you expand on that? They were actually focusing on what the really important thing that they could take out of Cory Booker's long, long chitty-chatty.
Does he get any bathroom breaks?
Did he have a bathroom break?
No sitting and no bathroom break.
You couldn't take a bathroom break.
How did you not have to use the restroom for 25 hours?
Were you wearing anything that allowed you to not have to go to the bathroom for 25 hours?
Really? That's all the questions were. I looked. I didn't see anybody saying, you know, he raised some interesting points there in hour number seven. It's how do you hold it in for that long? Excuse me. Number one and number two, Corey, anything at all? But then when asked about his strategy, instead of saying, I wanted to cover these topics, he said, well, okay, I stopped eating on this day and I stopped drinking on that day because I knew that I had to make it through 25. Oh, really? I'm glad you filled us in on the really important stuff that led to 25 hours on the microphone in the well of the Senate. But, you know, he wasn't alone. Because there were individuals, Sean, who had great admiration for the physical stamina he showed by flapping his lips for 25 hours straight, which, by the way, is a stunt that virtually every single disc jockey in the entire world has done at least once. I'm locking myself in the studio, and I'm going to talk for 25 hours straight. Okay, so in other words, he's now qualified to work in small-town radio, which is nice. Senator Adam Schiff, yeah, he's now a senator, expressed his admiration for Cory.
Senator Booker, I always knew you were a towering intellect and a phenomenal and passionate speaker and advocate, but I did not know your stamina until today.
Yeah, it's something, isn't it? And to hear that, I mean, the shining eyes looking up adoringly at Cory Booker. But, Sean, I heard that and I thought, there's really something missing there, because we know that, you know, it was almost the kind of uncomfortable get a room guys kind of thing. But so I thought, what can I do to make it more relatable to listeners to exactly what that visual was? How can I add to what they're hearing so they can fully understand the look on Adam Schiff's face as he looked adoringly up at Cory Booker? And I came up with something.
Senator Booker, I always knew you were a towering intellect. A phenomenal and passionate speaker and advocate, but I did not know your stamina until today. When you're laying so close to me, there's no place I'd rather you be than me. Stamina, phenomenal and passionate.
So, get a room, guys.
Donna Summer is rolling over in her grave right now. Just saying. By the way, just learning that China has now announced it's retaliating, imposing additional tariffs of 34% on all United States products into China, which was already a very unfair market to begin with. They were charging us 67% tariffs, and we put half of that. So it was about 30-some. 34% as reciprocal tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the United States. And now they are also what we should do and what's going to happen next, unless there's some kind of, and Trump had hinted at this regarding the TikTok sale. Maybe there's some kind of deal that they will approve of dumping TikTok into American company if the tariffs go bye-bye, or there'll be, more reciprocal tariffs by the Trump administration. This is not over yet,
no.
There's going to be pain for some people, especially if you're look, I try to not buy anything made in China at all.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult to do these days.
Well, people who buy from Temu, which I guess is like an online marketplace, your cost has just gone up.
Shine or Shane or whatever it is the other one. But, you know, most of it's very cheap stuff to begin with. And normally you could bring stuff into the country up to a certain amount. I can't remember what the term is.
I have a fascinating story. 10 seconds. Can't do it. I'll wait till after 8 o'clock because you've got to hear my personal experience with Chinese goods that taught me a real lesson.
All right, coming up next, Maryland's billion-dollar tax increase.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What lies ahead for Wall Street? Presidential prognosticator Donald Trump.
The markets are going to boom. The stock is going to boom. The country is going to boom.
But it's not happening just yet. This morning, Wall Street futures sinking deeper into the red following yesterday's fear-fueled sell-off. And following Mr. Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs, the president says Wall Street's reaction comes as no surprise in referring to the higher tariffs.
It was an operation like when a patient gets operated on.
and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is.
Ultimately, he says his economic policies will return manufacturing and many jobs to the United States. Some places already suffering after deadly severe storms could be in for more trouble. Flash flood advisory stretching from the southwest all the way up to parts of the northeast. South Korea's constitutional court voting unanimously has removed embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol from office. The BBC's Steve Lai in South Korea says it sets the stage for an election inside of 8 weeks.
We are waiting for Mr. Yoon to see if he's going to vacate the presidential residence. We don't know when he's going to do that or if he's going to put up any resistance to it. But South Korea isn't hanging around. We've already seen that the impeachment has triggered an automatic call for elections to be held within 60 days. And the Election Commission has also already made an announcement saying anyone that wants to register for this election can now do so. So the wheels are certainly moving. Acting President Han Duck-soo, he says he will do his best to ensure that the election runs smoothly.
The earthquake death toll in Myanmar now exceeds 3,100 people. Search teams continue with their work pulling more bodies from the rubble of buildings. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 1,417 points, and NASDAQ futures off 679 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at 95 here in Harford County as you're coming down through Mountain Road, which is at Route 152. They're slowing because up ahead there was an accident southbound near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So that's still there. They're getting traffic by, but you're still backed up to at least Mountain Road. It may back up towards Route 24. The two new accidents in Anne Arundel County, both causing delays. BW Parkway southbound, moving down towards Route 100 after the airport cutoff, and then westbound Route 100. That vehicle might be on its side near the bridge and the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain. High Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s, wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown, 67 degrees, and Ellicott City right now has 67 degrees as well. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and other news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bill to create a statewide reparations commission has been sent to the governor. Both state House and Senate passed the measures to establish the Maryland Reparations Commission, which would be tasked with studying and making recommendations relating to appropriate benefits for individuals whose ancestors were enslaved in the state or who were impacted by inequitable government policies. If the governor signs the bill, the commission would be required to submit a preliminary report by January 1, 2027, and the full report due by November of the same year. Opening statements are scheduled for today in the trial of the suspect accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Mompa Trail in Bel Air. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the Harford County mom of five August 2023. The 24-year-old has been arrested. He was arrested in Oklahoma, by the way, 10 months after the murder. He faces charges that include murder, rape, and kidnapping. Officials expect the trial will last until at least April 16th. Howard County bus aide is now being charged with sex offense and assault. 80-year-old Albert Rice Jr. allegedly hit one student and inappropriately touched another on a bus transporting students of the Linwood Center, which offers special education programs for children with adults, and adults with autism and developmental disabilities. Rice is an employee of the bus company and not of the Ellicott City school system. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 2, 5, 7, pick 4, 4, 0, 0, 8, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Everyone has a worldview. Everyone has a pair of glasses through which they see the world. They place value on things and will say whether they realize it or not, that's good or that's bad. So everyone has a worldview. That's our starting point. For Christians and Jews, we have what we call a biblical worldview. That is, we see the world through the lens of Scripture. We call something bad because God has called it bad, or good because God has called it good. And we make value judgments on that, saying this is wrong or this is right. We can challenge the worldview of others and ask them how they arrive at what's right and wrong. In doing so, we find out that many religions and philosophies around the world drive people to believe the way they do. The biblical worldview has never been a popular one, but because it comes from God, it's the only truly correct one. Know the truth, Jesus said, and the truth will set you free. And once you taste freedom, you'll never turn back. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the Orioles brought the left field fence in to increase fly balls, leaving Camden Yards. Yesterday, the strategy worked in reverse.
Looking for that first Red Sox home run. High fly ball, left field. Carlson, back it up, back it up, and see you later. There it is. Bregman is first in a Red Sox uniform. 2-0 Sox.
Dave O'Brien with a call on Nesson. Bregman's shot that started it for Boston, one of three on the afternoon. Two off Charlie Morton, propelling the Red Sox to an 8-4 win over the Birds and a 2-1 series win. Morton went five. He struck out 10, but allowed six hits and five runs. Brandon Hyde in the postgame.
Just thought he made a few bad pitches. You know, a couple two-run homers. But he punched out 10. Thought he competed well, got through five innings for us, just a couple two-run homers there, you know, hurt early in the game.
O's take their 3-4 record to Kansas City tonight for a 7:40 tilt with the Royals. Dean Kramer takes the hill for Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson should make his season debut for the Orioles. And finally, in what can only be termed as utterly ridiculous, the city of Baltimore is suing DraftKings and FanDuel, accusing the sports books of engaging in deceptive and unfair practices to target and exploit vulnerable gamblers. The complaints allege that the companies use misleading promotions to attract bettors and then leverage the data to keep problem gamblers betting. Maryland legalized sports betting in 2021, resulting in over $60 million in revenue for the state this past year. And wait for it, the city of Baltimore receives no direct revenue from sports betting. And there you have it. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens getting their ducks in a row. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barilli and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barilli. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number three, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, we are going to talk about Jasmine Crockett and her insult du jour.
Yep.
On the House with Delegate Nina Mangione, but we lead off the hour, just kind of a strange development, series of developments with the Maryland General Insane Asylum. In that we heretofore we thought the tax increase was $1.67 billion when it left the House.
Right.
Now it's being reported, Fox 45 is reporting that it is magically down to $1 billion. tax increase.
That's a significant cut.
So what the heck is going on? And then Governor Moore's out there saying this is going to be the largest actual cut in the actual budget.
Our biggest framework will emphasize spending cuts over tax increases.
So right now, they're saying one-third of the framework is budget, of the budget is tax increases. Two-thirds is spending cuts and or whatever. Mm-hmm. Moore is patting himself on the back.
This is what responsible governance looks like.
Oh, I see.
$3.3 billion structural deficit, which, by the way, he was given a $5 billion surplus. That wasn't so responsible now, was it? But in the state's latest budget proposal, which is still, as we talk, being ironed out, Monday is the end of the session. So we're talking about all day today and tomorrow. They're saying that the new revenues will be partially funded by a $1 billion tax and fee package. Well, that is far cry from the $1.67 billion that came out of the House. And Governor Moore is actually asking us to believe that they found more cuts in this budget.
This is the largest amount that has been cut from a Maryland state budget in 16 years.
So we went from the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, and we'll get with Delegate Mangione about this in just a second, to the largest cut in the state budget in 16 years, according to...
So you submit a budget that you know is all fat, and then you get kudos because you cut some of the fat out? As now that's the biggest cut ever? Well, congratulations. You should have put a budget in that was less than the current amount to start with.
Well, not only, and here's the thing, we'll have to confirm this with Delegate Mangione, and that is, you know, what the overall budget is. The last, as of yesterday, the budget had increased by $1 billion. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you actually cut that if the overall budget is up by $1 billion. And the tax increase was $1.67 billion. Overnight, magically, it has become a lot less. So, again, the devil is in the details, and we're going to have to dive into those details here. Either way, $1 billion tax increase and fee increase is massive. And we're all going to feel that pain.
Yeah.
But where the heck did the rest of the tax increases go?
It's been turned into barter chips and sent to Florida. There's a guy who goes collects them, apparently, from what I understand. And by the way, part of that, Sean, was pretty much all just coupons to be used one at a time, only one per customer, at diners down in the Brooksville area.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic with on the threes. Completely unassociated with what I just said, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Sure. Trying to slide out of it now.
Yeah, I thought pretty successfully, too.
I'd like to send you some buffalo chips.
Oh, really? Would you? Gosh, that's swell, Chuck.
Fresh ones. Maybe on fire.
That's like the buffalo wings, huh? Whoa, that's even better.
Nah, this is going to be a little different taste. Well, you know, southbound 95 is still slow here at the Cameron Mountain Road. That's in Harford County. As you're working your way down, there was a wreck earlier. Harford County, Baltimore County line, and we're still slow through there. We've had a couple of wrecks. Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100 at the bridge at I-97, and earlier pretty much on the shoulder on the VW Parkway as you're moving south down past the airport cutoff, and then eventually down to Route 100. A couple of wrecks earlier in the city. The most recent was the Alameda at Northern Parkway. Really not seeing any major problems right now with the heavy traffic on the Beltway. Both the tunnels seem to be doing okay for the present time, despite even the rain this morning. No serious issues southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast: wet this weekend. Showers, storms possible today through Sunday. We're looking at 66 for the high today, down to 54 tonight. Showers tomorrow, 67. Heavy rains on Sunday, and a high of 72. Right now, cloudy, 63 in Ocean City, 62 and rain in Stevensville. And it is time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 on a Friday morning. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus to figure out which lefty has lost it and what the cause of that was. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young lady who's so sad and so distressed because it turns out that somebody she thought was a pretty nice guy turns out to be just like Hitler.
I found out today that somebody that I work with is a conservative, and he's somebody who's really intelligent, and he's somebody who works in climate tech as a super smart guy, somebody I would never have thought was conservative, and apparently he is. And it's surprising, and it's disgusting. But what's most surprising to me is the level of sudden hatred that I have for him. Sudden hatred for this man who I used to respect suddenly just went boop, went boop, and I hate him now.
Yeah, that's a rational response to someone else's political point of view. He wants all those really radical, hateful things like personal liberty and a smaller government closer to the people. Wow. There's so much to hate right there just in that one sentence, huh? Wow, you little snowflake, please get back in the clown car and get out of here. I used to like him a whole lot, and then I found out he is a conservative. I just hate him now. Really?
You know, you'd think that's a freak of nature there. That's an exception.
But it's not.
It's not. I'm finding this out now among family.
Over and over,
friends,
and over again.
Colleagues, not specifically here, but elsewhere. And it's just that, you know, there are some people that can leave politics at the water's edge. But many can't. Many people, their very identity is defined by their political beliefs.
I can't remember the Jefferson quote, but in essence, is I would never let politics interfere with a good friendship. He and Adams disagreed politically viciously, and they were dear friends till the end of their lives. I have people with whom politically I have strong disagreements, and we're good friends. And I've had other acquaintances who I thought would respond in the same fashion, who once they find out that I'm right of center, their whole aspect changes. I'm viewed as the other. I'm viewed as the dangerous person. Somehow I have these radical ideas. And when I say, well, what is it that's radical? There's a level of disdain there. You know what you're in favor of. Yeah, I want a smaller government, closer to the people. I want more personal liberty.
Well, what I have found over the years is that the liberals believe, especially now the progressives, that theirs is the default position. That their beliefs, their ideology, their belief set or system is really what everybody should believe. That's what they believe. Yeah. Everybody should believe that. If you don't believe that, you are an outlier. You're, again, a person that is not to be treated seriously or even to be feared. Or because, you know, their definition of the Constitution, a living and breathing document, their definition of values may be completely different than mine, but they believe theirs is the default setting.
Yeah.
So it's
well, it's not just there's the default setting, but there's no other setting available. This is like the world's most limited radio. Back in the day, way back when, Sean, I remember working at a radio station, we would hand out radios that only had our radio station frequency on it.
Right.
And I'm sure you went through the same period where it'll be merchandise, same stuff. And that's what this
we
is.
We had it here at WCBM back during that year we had the Orioles in 1987.
Yeah, so and it's fine. It? Yeah. That's it. And that's what they are. They have, I'm sorry, this is the frequency. You cannot vary from that. I said, well, the AM dial is pretty broad. You know, nope. That's it. You're here. You must agree that this is the only way to think. We disagree. Otherwise, somebody's superfluous. You know, if you and I didn't disagree, one of us is a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just crazy. All right, joining us now on our hotline here this morning, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy April.
See you, sir.
Indeed. We're in a new month now, and it's going to be a wet weekend. So tell us, Vinny, how the first quarter was in our local market, and what can we expect as we head into the peak season?
You know, Sean, we're still in a seller's market. Although the market is not as hot as it was, in the past. So home sellers need to be prepared going into the market and have some patience for the buyers who are moving a little bit slower and not jumping as quickly as they did. We're seeing home demand rise month over month, but when compared with this same time last year, it is a little bit lower.
That's a step in the right direction. Well, what do you think? You know, is the interest rate are there interest rates that have been holding us back? Would the buyers come back at a lower interest rate?
You know, Bruce, interest rates are certainly a big part of it, and rates are not expected to drop too significantly this year. So buyers have to make a decision. Are they going to pay a higher rate today or pay more for their home tomorrow? Because home prices are expected to rise another 3% this year.
You know, Vinny, with some of the special financing programs your company has, I think you're making it easier for buyers to purchase and get a better price this spring or summer, you know, instead of waiting and having to pay that extra 3% or maybe even more, depending on where the home is.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, there are some counties where we're expecting home prices to rise between 6 and 8%. And we always say that in real estate, you make money when you buy. So buying when prices are lower is always the best advice. For home sellers trying to time the market so they can get the most money possible, it's best to start the process early, just like we're doing for one of our sellers out in Sparks, helping him make some simple improvements so he doesn't have to be rushed.
Well, who better than you, of course, to have come in and to give advice on what to do to get the home ready?
Yeah, Bruce, you know, I agree. You know, after selling nearly 3,000 homes and rehabbing hundreds of others, you know, I'll tell you what to do, but most importantly, what not to do to get the home ready. That's part of our second mile service. You know, while you could hire anybody to sell your home, we give you the tools to be able to sell for more money within your time frame. In addition, you get our upfront risk-free guarantee that if we can't get you at least 100% of full market value, I'll pay you the difference. So if you want to talk, no obligation, just give us a call, shoot us a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Very good, Vinny. You have a wonderful weekend and stay dry.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right, that's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Check him out if you're in the market for a home or if you're looking to sell your home. A great place to start is Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. I just get this sinking feeling regarding this whole budget that we're just not being leveled with. You know, as far as, you know, what
shock do you feel?
Yeah, again, and you'd have to get way into the weeds on this stuff. But yeah, as one of our listeners brought up, remember, if you're a state agency scheduled to get a 5% increase and instead you're only going to get a 3% increase, well, they dubbed that as a cut. But actually, a cut would be instead of the 3%, you get either zero or less. You have money taken away from your agency. That's a definition of a cut, not a reduction in scheduled increase.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker is with us. And Chuck, you know who Uncle Fester was, right?
Yeah.
All right, and you know
Jackie Coogan.
Yeah, you know what Adam Schiff looks like, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea until I looked at the two of them. They must be related.
Well, I know the only thing difference is Schiff doesn't have light bulbs in his ears.
Yeah. You sure?
I know what he has other things going on, but that's I'm not going to get into that.
Crazy eyes?
And it still involves light bulbs, but that's another story for another time.
Light them up, Chuck.
Eastbound I-70 coming into Myersville. That's west of Frederick. There is a tractor-trailer involved at about the 45-mile marker. Just looked at some of the data, and they're saying most of the roadway is blocked on that section of I-70. So that's a lot of traffic coming east from Interstate 81 and then trying to get over to 270. So be prepared for that. Delay 144 can take some of the overflow through there. 95 is still a bit slow south of the Harford County-Baltimore County line. They're wrecked there earlier. Both the tunnels are not bad. Maybe 5 minutes at the most right now on 895. Southbound had a wreck earlier. Had a vehicle on its side at one point. Westbound Route 100 near the bridge at I-97.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says wet weekend, shower storms throughout the day today, and 66, 54 tonight. Showers tomorrow, 67, heavy rain on Sunday, and a high of 72. Cloudy, 62 in Bel Air, some light rain, and 67 in Severn. So in addition to the budget this week, we also have a very interesting pieces of energy legislation that passed through the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which allegedly is providing rate relief to the ratepayers. Mm-hmm. We talked about it earlier this week. The legislation would include a rebate to ratepayers, which would average out to about two payments of about $40 for a total of about $80. First off, you're not going to get a check. You're going to see it reflected on your electric bill in the spring and in the winter. Okay. So that's $40, and that's $80 total. Add up your bill for the course of a year. If you're averaging about $300 a month, okay, that's $3,600 a year, and they're going to give you $80.
Okay? Hey, there you go then. That's more than 5%.
And that depends on how much energy is used, and that would be a place for just a year. That's all. So this does nothing to solve the power crisis, which the Democrats have caused in this state. So something called the C Fund came up on the Senate floor the other day. And this is Senator Justin Reedy, a Republican of Carroll County, with the Democrat for Howard County, Guy Gazzone.
The C Fund right now has like over $700 million in it. It's a lot of money sitting there that's been taken from ratepayers.
Just first off, just a correction. Not 700, 300. 300 remaining. We are concerned about ratepayers across the state, and we're doing something about that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, to Senator Reedy, were you wrong? Did you get that figure out of thin air, $700 million? Or were you right, and $400 million has gone missing? What happened if, assuming that Reedy did his homework, and there was $700 in the C Fund, where'd the other $400 go? Because the Democrat said that, no, it's $300 million, what we find out there. And then we find out that, when you look at it, that the C Fund may have been raided, according to Senator Hershey.
But we also heard yesterday that $150 million of the C went to the general fund to help balance the budget. So that becomes concerning as well, that all of a sudden we are taking money in from ratepayers to now, from their electric, from paying their electric bills, to now start paying down the general fund.
All right, so we know that about $200 million of this out of the C fund, let's say, is $700. $200 million went to the rebate program, so that leaves $500 million, right? Mm-hmm. And according to Senator Hershey, $150 million has now gone to the general fund. So that leaves a balance of $350 million. Where'd it go? Where's that money?
Fair question. Do you think we have an answer for that?
And making matters worse is the Empower charge. And everybody gets the Empower charge on your bill right now. That's for the alleged free light bulbs and energy assistance, so on and so forth, which many people don't take advantage of that. And that's just money that you're throwing right out the window. According to Senator Hershey, that's going up again next year.
Last year, we passed legislation that is going to possibly triple Empower costs by next year.
Triple?
Wow.
So whatever you're paying, I think, what is it?
If only there was something
like $35, $40. That's going to be over $100 on your bill for the Empower charge?
If only there was something like, a fuel of some sort that might be like buried in the ground or lying around someplace that we could use in order to defray some of those additional expenses to bring the costs down. You know, something I've understood that some cultures think that you can actually light a rock on fire. It's black. And I think they call it coal. And that you can make that into energy, and we could defray some of the costs that we're currently facing if we actually would have some. If we were fortunate enough to have a supply of that, gosh, what a difference it would make.
Well, in liberal land, that is evil. That fossil fuels and coal, we must eliminate all of it. It only brought us into the incredible production of energy and helped to heat the cold areas of the world. We mm-hmm. better farming as a result. I mean, you name it. Fossil fuels were an overall benefit to the planet, not a detraction. Which, of course, that's the reason why they're going after it. All right, it's 8:30. Delegate Nino Maggioni is coming up next on the House. We got some good questions for Nino. For news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Opening statements are scheduled for today in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. He is, of course, the suspect accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Mom Pa Trail in Bel Air during 2023, August. The 24-year-old was arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after the murder. He had fled the state. He faces charges that include murder, rape, and kidnapping. Officials expect the trial to last until at least the 16th of April. A Howard County school bus aide is facing assault and sex offense charges. 80-year-old Albert Rice Jr. allegedly hit one student and inappropriately touched another on a bus transporting students to the Linwood Center, which offers special education programs for children and adults with autism and developmental disabilities. Rice is an employee of the bus company, not of the Ellicott City School. Maryland Attorney General's Office has released video of a deadly bailiff-involved shooting at the District Courthouse in East Baltimore. The Independent Investigations Division says the footage of the January 31st incident was obtained from the courthouse surveillance system. Video shows a 35-year-old Gary Wright entering the courthouse on North Avenue, putting a gun to his head. At some point, Wright and a court bailiff fired their guns. Wright was taken into a hospital where he was pronounced dead. A self-inflicted gunshot wound was the analysis. Six women have now filed suit, a class action suit, against UMMC, the University of Maryland Medical Center, after a pharmacist allegedly hacked hospital computers to spy on them. The women, who are doctors and medical residents, claim UMMS was negligent in should have known better that Dr. Matthew Pathula installed keystroke loggers on hospital computers, allowing him to steal personal passwords and take control of their home networks. 8:32 right now in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
833, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick three, lottery number 257, pick 44008. And now, a winner every single day, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Beltway still a little bit slow, outer loop through Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, but the west side now has started to clear out. Give me one second. Started to clear out in that area south of Liberty Road and then down through I-70 and Route 40 West. Both the tunnels now cleared. No delays at all. 95 and 895 south. The roadways are still wet, but everybody's in good shape going south through there. There may be a new wreck. I haven't seen it yet. Was reported northbound 83 up around the state line with a vehicle that ran off the roadway. The big wreck coming into Frederick was eastbound I-70 at the 45-mile marker in Myers and involves a tractor trailer with road blockage there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms will push through from this morning to the afternoon as the high hits 66 and then scattered showers overnight with a low of 54. The wet weather pattern continues into the weekend with periods of rain, highs Saturday in the upper 60s, then a little bit warmer with some low 70s wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Despite 10 strikeouts and 5 innings pitched, Charlie Morton's home debut was less than memorable as the 41-year-old right-hander surrendered a couple of long balls in an 8-4 loss to the Red Sox yesterday afternoon.
They continue to test him with heaters. We're wondering how they're going to flip it on him a little bit.
This one drilled deep to left field. Carlson on the move again. That is going to sail, and that one is out of here. Christian Campbell strikes for a two-run shot.
Go. Dave O'Brien with a call on Nesson. Sachs would hit 3 in all over the left field wall and take the series 2-1. Morton now with a 972 ERA after two starts. Of course it's early season. Of course it's a small sample size. But Morton himself said his ramp up to the season will take a bit of time. Here's manager Brandon Hyde's reaction to that.
I think that's normal. I think he's better this time out than he was in Toronto. Thought his curveball was better. He had better put away stuff. Stuff was good. Just the middle pitch to Bregman and
O's move on to Kansas City tonight. 7:40 first pitch with Dean Kramer on the hill and potentially Gunnar Henderson at short. Here's the manager.
Probable tomorrow. So this is a scheduled off day, travel day for him. Played a couple in a row last night. The one got cut a little bit short last night because of weather in Norfolk. But this off day today was kind of in his rehab schedule.
Of course, that was yesterday, meaning tomorrow is today. 2025 NFL draft is less than 3 weeks away. Ravens in the process of making their draft day decisions. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for Every Draft Counts because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap, and our job is really to find the best talent we can here. We have 11 picks, I think, this year.
Offensive line guard in particular is a need. Coming down to the nitty-gritty now for Alex Ovechkin. The Caps back home tonight taking on the Blackhawks, the Grade 8, 3 goals away from the all-time NHL record at the Islanders on Sunday, back home next Thursday night. Local college lacrosse this weekend. UMBC kicks it off this afternoon at 3, taking on UMass Lowell at UMBC Stadium. Tomorrow, number 2 Maryland travels to Rutgers. Homecoming for Hopkins as they host Ohio State. Towson is at Monmouth. The Tigers have won 3 games in a row. Loyola at Bucknell, and Navy hosts Lafayette in Annapolis. And that, boys, is the week on Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, we're dwindling down to the final days of the Maryland General Assembly. And as we've done every Friday, we've gone on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday to you guys. And yes, we have today, tomorrow, they have us back in tomorrow, and then we are finishing up on sine die Monday at midnight.
First question.
Not disappointed. Very happy.
Yeah, I know you are. You're ecstatic. First question is on the Reparations Commission that has now been passed, and I guess the governor's going to sign it. He hasn't said one way or the other, but how much money In tight budgetary times, is this Reparations Commission going to cost us?
Sean, you know what? So when you talk about this particular bill that made a lot of news this week on the House floor, I'll start off by saying Maryland, once again, showing a lack of seriousness when it comes to leadership and how we manage this state. The passing of this bill, forming this Reparations Commission, especially during fiscally difficult times, I mean, over a $3 billion deficit, that's projected to almost double by 2030. And this is potentially, to answer your question, potentially writing a blank check for reparations. There's no actual dollar amount yet. However, in the bill, it talks about monetary value here. And I, of course, voted against the Reparations Commission. I believe this could lead to requests in the hundreds of millions, potentially billions of dollars. We do not know what this is going to cost. And let's remember, for something that happened, we understand this is a controversial issue for some, but this happened over 150 years ago. Everyone, I believe, listening right now, agrees slavery was evil, should have never happened. It's certainly a stain on our history, but time has passed. It's a new day. We need to look forward and not backwards. And let's be honest about this. This is ultimately a money grab. And what's interesting here, if you've been following the what's been happening on the State House, let's not forget, we talk about reparations, and Delegate Arakan of Harford County made a great point. On the very House floor this week, we passed the bill. They're actually cutting funds to those who were abused recently by the state, sexually abused. A lot of people under this Child Victims Act that we actually modified, a lot of people think, well, the Catholic Church was the only culprit here with some of these abuses. Well, it turns out, were you aware, because I just became aware recently, that there are approximately 1,500 lawsuits currently pending related to childhood sexual abuse at the hands of the state of Maryland. These were state employees abusing these children, and there are 4,000 potential claims. So we're passing reparations for those who were enslaved 150 years ago, maybe longer, and we're looking at cutting, and I understand there's financial implications to these lawsuits. However, cutting the lawsuits to those sexually abused at the hands of the state of Maryland. And let's not forget also what's happened over the years in Maryland, where the O'Malley administration, who made health care promises to their state employees, has completely disregarded them and cut those health care. Again, a promise. So the fact that we would be inconsistent, at the nicest way to put it, and then you go on here and you're passing a bill with a could lead to a blank check, is very disappointing. But that takes me into the budget, guys. I mean, this is basically wrapping down. We are finalizing the budget here. The taxpayers continue. I don't mean to be funny here, but talk about abuse. Taxpayers abused as the budget came back from the Senate. It is now in a conference committee, and this isn't a committee set up to figure out how to let you keep more money in your pocket. This is a committee that's ultimately going to gouge Marylanders out of their money, because this is what the governor and the Democrats are doing. The simple fact, Democrats, they're raising taxes by over $1 billion in this finalized budget.
Wow.
This is including...
Yeah. I just
want you to pause. I hate to interrupt because that's an important point you just made. But you know, we heard coming out of the House, your body, it was $1.67 billion. And now we're hearing it's $1 billion. Where'd that, the rest of that money go?
So in terms of the difference, yeah.
The difference in the $1.67 billion to now it's being reported somewhere in the vicinity of a billion. So we're talking about $500 million, roughly. Where did it go? Where did they get that money to balance the budget if it's not going to be on tax increases and fees?
So, yeah, well, you're right. It's a great question here. So including in this bill here, the Senate version, they are having, which was also in the House, this vehicle excise tax will be in there, the title fees, the emission inspection fees. There's a new tire tax, mind you. Just like the House bill, they're accelerating these registration fees. I think they said they made some more cuts, but at the end of the day, they're doing things like, well, here's another one that we passed, which is a sleep tax.
Right.
I'm sure you heard about that.
Yep.
I mean, what the governor and these Democrats refuse to do is, they refuse to not raise taxes and fees.
Yeah.
They're pushing through. They're steamrolling with it. And they will fall on lower, middle-income people, no doubt about it. They'll fall on business creators. They harm the business owners, large, small, in Maryland. I mean, it is just fiscally irresponsible, as I've said, for a number of weeks on your show. And it's all coming to an end here. And it's going to be just another sad and disappointing session when it comes to the taxpayers.
Yep. And Delegate Nino Mangione is with us. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM 680. It's 843. And you know that sleep tax is going to keep me wide awake at night, I'll tell you. Tossing and turning. Right now, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound I-97, the morning backup now is here right at the merge at Route 32. So if you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard, you're on 32. Right at that merge, they kind of all come together there. After the bridge at 178, you're clear into Annapolis and no late problems at all
from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. Slowing on the Beltway, inner loop at Green Spring, a little slow on the Parkville side. Nothing major right now at the Harbor Tunnels. 95 south from Harford County recovered from the earlier accident south towards White Marsh Boulevard. One lane is now open coming into Frederick, eastbound I-70. Still slow at the 45-mile marker eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says showers, storms today all the way through Sunday, but today we're at 66 right now. Cloudy 66 in Ellicott City. I'm sorry, in Annapolis, 64 in Ellicott City. Delegate Nino Maggioni is on the house with us. You know, an interesting exchange we played just moments ago, Nino, and that is Senator Justin Reedy, who's pretty well-prepared in his remarks and in his homework. He talked about this C fund for the the energy rebates and so on and so forth being in the vicinity of $700 million, and then Guy Gazzone, the budget guy from Howard County Democrats, said no, it's $300 million. So, and then Senator Hershey said that he heard that $150 million of the C fund went into the general fund. So, again, there's a lot of figures being thrown around here. I don't know which is accurate and which isn't. But is it possible that the Democrats took $400 million from the C fund and put it in the general fund to help balance this budget?
Yeah, I really just don't know the answer to that. But I will say we do have a number of energy bills coming to the floor, actually not for a vote, but on second reading today. And that's going to be part of the big debate. I don't know the answer specifically to that, but we will be discussing, because at the end of the day, we all know what's happened with the BG&E prices. I mean, our electric and your utility bills are through the roof right now. The ratepayers need relief. We need to stop pushing these radical green policies, and I know that that's going to be really rushed to the finish line. Whether or not these bills that we get ready to dive into are really going to help, we'll see. But unfortunately, I haven't heard that debate yet from Senator Reedy.
And, you know, when you have these debates, and I realize you guys are pretty outnumbered down there in Annapolis, but does it ever dawn on those individuals on the left who say, basically, it's our money, and we just want to use our money before we give some of it to the taxpayer? Because that always strikes me as the attitude they have, that we react to these things, that citizens will react and take action because of these taxes, that they will discourage business, or they will discourage people sticking around for retirement, or they will discourage one kind of business activity or the other, because they assume that they can lie taxes on us in any of a varied number of different ways, and we'll simply say, oh, okay, I guess I got to take it. That's what I'm being fed today.
Well, Bruce, that's the point we make constantly on the House floor when we're arguing whether it's against massive spending, against massive tax increases, that people are struggling. Middle class can't afford it. Business cannot afford it. We talk about, you mentioned there, retirees. I mean, I hear all the time on social media, we have a robust social media, and my campaign team, I would say, and we, thousands of people over the years, once my kid graduates, I'm leaving. Once I can retire, I'm going out of state. So it's very difficult for retirees in this state. And those points are hammered home. And I believe the mindset, I have to say, often amongst the Democrats is, well, sometimes you hear, well, these business owners are getting rich. I mean, this fantasy mindset of the business can afford a little bit more. Those who are doing well can afford a little bit more. But ultimately, it pushes them out.
Yeah, well, the idea is somehow they can afford a little bit more as soon as they do not have the capacity to move their business across state lines. If you say they can afford a little bit more, yeah, but it's their damn money. They can also save a little bit more. They can maybe take their family to, you know, half a day at Disney World, perhaps. I mean, who knows what they're going to spend their own money on. You'd think they would have learned. Let's tax luxury boats. What happened with that one? Let's tax millionaires. Guess what? Millionaires left. These people, these people are idiots.
We've seen it before. It's only going to continue. Now you're trying to get these tech sectors or these data companies to come in here, and that you're applying these quantums and you're applying a data tax. So it really doesn't make any sense. And a lot of this is, like you said, we've seen before, and we're just going to see the same story again, unfortunately, unfold.
You know, we have about a minute or so left, and I know that you had sponsored several important immigration bills that went nowhere, as expected, and sad, because one of them was named after Rachel Morin, and her alleged murderer is standing trial right now in Harford County. And then we have the Second Look Act, where they're going to let violent offenders, including murderers, out if they have been convicted between the ages of 18 and 25 years of age and have been serving in prison 20 years. What is your overall message to Marylanders as to what the Democrats have done regarding public safety?
Sean, it's an absolute disgrace what's happening here in regards to public safety. One of the immigration bills, the so-called Maryland Values Act, completely dismantles the 287G agreement, which actually allow law enforcement to double up as ICE agents, where they get to perform and support federal immigration enforcement. The Democrats, Governor Moore, they're jamming this down Maryland's throats. It's horrible legislation. It makes Maryland unsafe. Cecil, I think Frederick, Sheriff Gaylor, good friends up in Harford County, I think Carroll, Garrett, a couple of other counties, Washington, I think St. Mary's, they have 287Gs. It strengthens public safety, yet they, the Democrats, are working to stop that progress. You have President Trump actually working together to give the locals and the states and locals the ability and the resources necessary to go after these criminals, in many cases violent. And yet the state of Maryland is getting in the way and putting up a wall of public safety relations. It's mind-numbing. It's disappointing. It's dangerous. And the fact that that's, again, comes back to my very first point I make. We are proving we're not serious at leading.
Very good.
There's no way to make an excuse for it, guys. But thank you for having me. I hope you both have a great week.
You do the same. And
we'll
wrap things up after the session's over. Thanks again. Delegate Nino Mangione on the House here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The Rob Carson Show.
Why have we not been able to be great? Why have we let these cities fall into decay? Well, because they've been run by Democrats, and then the people in charge of our country have stolen trillions of our dollars and enriched their cronies. Well, you could have taken care of all the homeless people in this country. You could have taken care of all these ills. There's no reason why we should have cities lying in decay like this. It has been utterly, utterly ridiculous.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I do hope that Rob comes out of his shell at some point, Sean. Rob Carson this afternoon. Noon to 3 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:53 right now on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. That little bit of a backup still there. It's a normal delay. I-97 southbound right as you merge at Route 32. But after the bridge at 178, you're all cleared out. Really nothing major on the Beltway. We're a little bit slow. Hartford Road and then on the interloop at Green Spring. But everybody's good. Both the tunnels are doing fine. Some rain moving away. Some more rain later. Streets are a little bit wet. So just be careful through the midday. I'm going to be working on that wreck west of Frederick for a while. Tractor trailer involved. One lane open eastbound I-70 in Myersville at the 45-mile marker. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your weekend weather forecast. It's going to be a wet one. Scattered showers, storms today, 66. Tonight, 54. Showers continue tomorrow, 67. Then on Sunday, could be the heaviest rain of the weekend, 72, the expected high. And right now, 65 and cloudy in the city, 66 in Annapolis. And you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Delegate Pat McDonough sitting in for former delegate, I should say, and sitting in for Kim Klasick coming up right after the 9 o'clock news.
All right. And folks, You know, Sean says, this woman is my personal clickbait. I think she must be.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
8:55 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jasmine Crockett. She's the headline whore, and she's going to do whatever she has to do to keep her name in the headlines. Here are a few of the examples from yesterday. Not even all of them.
I don't like Elon Musk.
I don't.
I'm going to say it 50,000 times. I don't like him. I don't like that he's going out there and he firing
going?
People. I think that he's a crook.
Okay, no, you know the. Adaptation of an upper middle class black woman who went to the finest schools. I was all of a sudden talking street. It's like, can you be a little more obvious that you're pandering?
Well, her role model was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, I wondered, does she have hot sauce on her purse she carries around with her, too? I mean, that is a possibility. And then, of course, she has to start taking shots at people with negative personal characterizations, having nothing to do with their work, but simply, oh, this is clever. Let me see if I can get away with this one.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
Exactly right.
In other words, she's saying, yes, I am a DEI hire. That's what she's saying. You must hire me because I'm black, not because I'm highly qualified, not because I'm skilled, not because, you know, I graduated summa cum laude from law school, nothing. I have to hire me because I'm black. And then there's this gem.
What it doesn't need is 20-something-year-old doge bags, reviewing materials without having undergone proper vetting and clearance.
Yeah, no words necessary other than, you are the tackiest, grossest human being that I could possibly imagine.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
By the way, the U.S. attorney, Ed Martin, is interim because he's got a shifty has placed a hold on him for probably forever. He is now looking into the assault charge against Jasmine Crockett on the Laura Loomer staffer.
Oh,
that,
good.
That,
she went after the cameraman.
Yeah, she went after the cameraman and shoved the camera in his face. That is considered assault.
Yeah.
For
people who didn't see the footage, they're just trying to ask her questions as she walked along the street. And instead of doing what people usually do in that circumstance, they don't want to give an answer, which is basically to ignore the reporter or say, I don't have time for that, or I'm not addressing that topic. She instead aggressively went to the cameraman, and you can see her go for the lens, and what is happening is she's pushing the camera back into the guy's face.
Yeah, so that is assault. So we'll see if there are any charges brought to bear, or if there's even a censure or reprimand or whatever over in the House. By the way, just a program note, in 25 days, it's going to be the 100th day of the Trump administration, and on April 30th, we're going to be out at Pint in Politics. It's our first ever Pint in Politics. It's kind of like a fireside chat. It's going to be me and a special guest, which I'll name.
I'm so looking forward to being your special guest.
Next week, we'll have a special guest for you. We'll tell you who it is. Right now, we've got, about 25, 30 people coming already.
That's a good
deal. So we're at Michael's Cafe, one of my favorite places, York Road in Timonium.
Great hamburgers.
It is 5 to 7 p.m., and it's $20. You get light hors d'oeuvres, and you get a complimentary pint glass.
It's
WCBM logo on it, whole nine yards. Just for coming out, and we'll be discussing politics, both at the national level and at the local level as well. So it's just kind of a happy hour, Pint in Politics. It's our first ever. Yeah. I'll be there with a special guest we'll name next week.
Yeah, so. Let's make a note, by the way, that Sean will be there, but also Kim Klasick will be there, and also that other guy in the morning will be there.
Yes, we'll see what...
I will be there.
We see what happens next week. Wallace Roofing. They'll be there if you call them. They'll come out and check your roof, visually inspect it, make sure it's up to snuff, make sure that if it's aging 20, 25 years or older, you want to make sure you do that. Don't you get up on the roof because they don't want you to fall off or have an accident, whatever the case may be. Let the professionals at Wallace Roofing do it. They've repaired my roof. They fixed Bruce's gutters in the past. And it doesn't matter what kind of roof you have, residential, commercial, any shape roof at all. And it could be shingles. It could be downspouts, gutters, skylights. you name it, anything to do with the roof, Wallace can fix it. And best of all, they're quality craftsmen using quality materials, but you get an affordable rate. And that's very, very important because it's very expensive for those of us that have had dreaded or, you know, experienced a roof repair, roof replacement. Wallace Roofing gives you a good price, and that's the reason why you should call them. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, the MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. Stay tuned. Delegate, former Delegate Pat McDonough coming up next, sitting in for Kim Klasick Live. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.